二十二篇。
Psalm number 122。
第一节。
Verse one。
人对我说：“我们往耶和华殿去。”我就欢喜。
I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord.
耶路撒冷啊，我们的脚站在你的门内。
Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷被建造如同联络整齐的一座城。
Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together.
众支派就是耶和华的支派上那里去，按以色列的见证称赞耶和华的名。
Whither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel to give thanks.
我们这里有一个词叫做以色列的见证。
Now here we see a verse, it's called the testimony of Israel.
我们这一次聚会的题目就是借用这句话。
This time the topic of our meeting is to borrow from this verse.
神有两班的子民，天上的跟地上的。
The God has two groups of children, the heavenly and the earthly.
以色列乃是神独属地的子民。
Israel is God's earthly children.
教会乃是神属天的子民。
Church is God's heavenly children.
所以，如果把它翻成新约的话，这就说到教会的见证。
If you convert to the words of New Testament, it's called the testimony of the church.
那么，如果大家仔细注意到它这一诗篇，它有开头的地方，它有几句话。
If you pay attention to the few words in the beginning of this song,
这里说大卫。上行之诗。
It says a song of degrees of David.
那么那里的上行 song of degree 那个字呢，就是我们说太阳影子倒退十度的同样的一个字。
That phrase a song of degree is the same as the sun has receded 10 degrees.
那从一百二十篇一直到一百三十四篇。
From Psalm number 120 to 134.
一共是十五篇的诗篇。
Totally 15 psalms.
那圣经称它做上行之诗。
The Bible called that the song of degree.
为什么这样说呢
？Why do you call that?
因为每年他们三次到以色列到耶路撒冷去过节的时候。
Because the Israelites every year go to the Jerusalem three times.
不管你从什么方向来。
No matter where they came from.
当你要靠近耶路撒冷的时候。
When they are approaching Jerusalem.
你觉得那条路是一直往上走。
You will feel that path is going upward.
所以当他们走的时候，一定会有几番的疲倦。
So when they walk on that path, they will feel tired.
有的时候甚至要放弃了。
Sometimes they almost give up.
但那个时候呢，就借着这诗篇又给他们的鼓舞，他们又继续的往前走。
So at that moment, just through the encouragement of the psalm, they could move forward.
所以这十五篇诗篇应该就是每年他们去朝圣。他们要走西安大道的时候，他们一定要唱的这十五篇的诗篇。
So these 15 psalms are the psalms that were sing when they walk on the path of Zion.
那如果我们仔细来看这十五篇的诗篇，你看它是完整的十五篇。
If you pay careful attention to these 15 psalms, you will see that this was very complete together.
它不是散漫的。
They were not scattered by themselves.
它一个跟一个是连在一起。
One by one is connected together.
这里告诉我们说，来到神面前的路乃是上行的路。
So you can tell the path of going to the Lord is an upward path.
那这里是讲了一个 degree, 一级一级。
So you see that's one degree after another degree.
其实就是一步一步。
Actually, it's one step after another step.
所以我们属灵追求长进的路是一步一步的。
So your spiritual growth and pursue is step by step.
你走完一步以后，再有一步。
After one step, you walk another step.
学完一个功课，再一个功课。
You learn one lesson and then another.
起头也许我们只会爬。
In the beginning, maybe you knew only how to crawl.
然后慢慢的我们就会走了。
And then you started to walk.
你知道有的小朋友他根本不必要，他不会爬，很快他就会站起来了。
You know some children they didn't crawl that much, then they started to walk.
你觉得这个小孩子很有本领。
You think that they're very smart.
但等到他晚年的时候。
After they come into their older age, when they go to the doctor,
他觉得好像他的背总是有一些问题。
They felt that something's wrong with their back.
后来医生三问两问才知道。
After the doctor's inquiry, they
found out. 那你小的时候有没有爬过呢
？Did you crawl enough when you were a child?
那为什么小孩子会爬呢
？Why did the kids need to crawl?
他爬的时候，他慢慢这个背这一部分就慢慢就健康起，就健壮起来了。
When they were crawling, they build up the back muscle and it becomes strong.
所以一步一步都是需要经过的。
So you have to go through every step.
所以有的时候我们觉得，哦，我的孩子是神童，多好呢！一下子就从六年级，我就可以给他跳得很高很高。
Sometimes you feel like your child is a genius. The child can skip from first grade to sixth grade.
但是我们的生命成长的过程是一定是按部就班的。
But you know the growth of life is from its order.
所以是一步 又是一步。
So it's one step after another step.
但是呢，这个一步不是平，不是平行，就不是在平地里面走的一步一步。
But the walk is not on a level ground.
所以这里给我们看见，来到神面前的路是一步一步往上走的。
So you see the path of going toward God is upwards.
因为基督在我们里面，生命是升天的生命。
Because the life of Christ inside of us is a life of ascension.
所以那个生命一直呼召我们往上去。
So the life is calling us to grow upwards.
因为我们与基督一同坐在天上。
Because we wanted to be seated with Christ.
所以我们越走，这个人越高。
The more you walk, the higher you grow.
等到我们到了最高点的时候。
When you reach the peak.
我们就来到了神的脚前。
You come before the foot of God.
所以大卫就说，我们来到你的脚前下拜。
Therefore, David said that we bow before your feet.
所以这条路不只是上升的路。
So this path is not only the path of ascending,
也是成长的路。
Also the path of growth.
所以圣经告诉我们说，我们能够长，我们凡事长进，连于元首基督。
Therefore, the Bible tells us that we grow into the head Christ.
所以不管怎么样，我们知道说，这个就是我们怎样的在神面前生活。
So no matter what, we know that this is the way we live before God.
那如果西西家知道说他神要医治他，
If Hezekiah knew that God was going to heal her,
他第一件事情不是要回到宝座。
The first thing he was going to do is now to go back to his throne.
这是他的工作。
That was his duty.
好像你身体好了，你礼拜一就要上班。
It says if he's healthy, he can go back to work on Monday.
但是主的话是说，我要医治你。
But God said that I'm going to heal you.
第三日你要上耶和华的地。
On the third day, you have to go to the house of the Lord.
所以你看见当你这样做的时候，你就发现说有一个亮光就照在你的阶梯上。
If you follow such guiding, then you'll find the light is shining on
the steps. 当你走那条路的时候，
when he walk on those
paths, 你要记得。
Just remember,
是因为神给你一个兆头。
Because God has shown you a sign.
神在你身上动了你指头。
God has moved his finger on you.
神在你身上产生了一个神迹。
And produced a miracle on you.
结果你有个经历是死而复活的经历。
Therefore, the experience you went through is a death and resurrection experience.
太阳老早要下山了。
The sun was supposed to set.
就是我们自己来说，我们应该是死了。
According to ourselves, we're supposed to
die. 我们的脚已经踩在死亡的幽谷里面。
Our feet already step into the valley of death.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
你看，因着死而复活的能力。
Because the power of death and resurrection.
太阳应该下去，好像又起来了。
The sun was supposed to set, but it rose again.
所以本来应该是什么都看不见。
So actually, he shouldn't see any step.
现在最少我能看见有十个阶梯，我能够走在上面。
Now at least he could walk 10 steps.
所以我们知道这就是这就是西西家他最后十五年的秘诀。
So you know that's the secret of Hezekiah in his last 15 years.
我不是讲过了吗？
I mentioned before.
我们到底他的父亲亚哈斯的阶梯是什么阶梯我们不知道。
We don't know what's the Ahaz steps, which was his father's steps.
但是我们知道圣经里有一段的圣经。
But we know there's a part of the Bible.
我们好不好看列王记上第十章。
Let's look at 1 Kings chapter 10.
我们很快从第一节读起。
Let's quickly read from verse 1.
示巴女王听见所罗门因耶和华之名所得的名声，就来用难解的话试问所罗门。
And when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to prove him with hard questions.
第三节。
Verse 3.
所罗门将他所问的都答上了，没有一句不明白不能答的。
And Solomon told her all her questions. There was not anything hid from the king, which he told her not.
示巴女王见所罗门大有智慧和他所建造的宫室，席上的珍馐美味，群臣分列而坐，仆人两旁侍立，以及他们的衣服装饰和酒政的衣服装饰。
And when the queen of Sheba had seen all Solomon's wisdom and the house that he had built, and the meat of his table and the sitting of his servants and the attendance of ministers and their apparel and his cupbearers and his ascent by which he went up onto the house of the Lord.
又见他上耶华的又见他上耶华殿的台阶。
And his ascent by which he went up onto the house of the Lord.
你看这里有一个阶梯叫做所罗门的阶梯。
You see here are the steps which is called the Solomon steps.
所以当他往上走的时候。
Therefore when he walk upward.
当他步步高升的时候。
When he's moving upward.
结果示巴女王就诧异的神不守舍。
Therefore, Queen Sheba, there was no more spirit in her.
她第七节说。
Verse 7 says,
我先不信这些话，即至我来亲眼见了。
Howbeit I believe not the word until I came.
才知道人所告诉我的还不到一半。
And behold, the half was told, was not told me.
这就是所罗门的见证。
This is a testimony of Solomon.
你看见吗? 远方的人像示巴女王一样。
So the people from far away, they were like Queen Sheba.
她如果要来到耶路撒冷。
If she wanted to come to Jerusalem,
现在所罗门能给她看见什么?
So what can Solomon show her?
当然能看见席上的珍馐美味。
Of course, all the delicacy on his feast.
群臣分列而坐等等等等。
And all his servants sitting in different
sections. 所有所罗门的荣华和富贵。
All Solomon's glory and wealth.
但是最叫他惊讶。
But the thing that really surprised her.
就是见他上耶和华殿的台阶就诧异的神不守舍。
Is that his ascent by which he went up unto the house of the Lord? There was no more spirit in her.
现在你看见说,
so, brothers and sisters,
到了七夕家的时候,
at the time of Hezekiah,
也许这个台阶不见了,
you see that steps no longer exist.
也许这个所罗门的阶梯已经被他的爸爸换掉了,
maybe the step of Solomon has been replaced by his father.
我们如果读圣经的话, 有足够的证据, 这是真的这样,
if we if we read the Bible, we have enough proof to prove that.
但是不管如何,
no matter what.
的的确确, 那个亚哈斯台阶是让王能来到圣殿。
The stairway of Ahaz is for the king to go to the holy temple.
所以等他看见太阳的椅子倒退十个台阶的时候,
so when he saw the shadow of sun has received 10 steps,
这就是西西家他所看见的那个兆头。
So that was a sign that was seen by Hezekiah.
所以感谢主,
so we thank
the Lord. 这就是神对西西家所要说的话。
That is the word that God wanted to tell him.
你不只要活15年,
not only you will live 15 years,
而且你要怎样的在神面前活,
but how you should live before God.
你怎样步步高升,
how you should live upward.
你怎样凡事长进,
how you should grow in everything.
不仅你个人如此,
not only individually,
而且团体,
but corporately.
所以虽然我们没有见过这个亚哈斯的这个梯子, 到阶梯是什么样子不知道,
so although we don't know how the stairwell of Ahaz,
但是我们讲过在主耶稣那个时候,
but we know at the time of Jesus,
在西律的圣殿那个时候,
in the palace of Herod,
那么我们知道说原来往圣殿去有一个阶梯,
you know there's a stairway that goes to the holy temple,
那个阶梯是15个台阶,
that stairway has 15 steps,
是15级的,
15th level.
一级比一级还要高。
One level is higher than the other.
那么祭司利未人当他们在第一级的时候,
when the Levites were stepping on the first step,
他们就唱诗篇 120篇。
They were singing Psalm number 120.
到了第二级的时候,
on the second step,
121.
Psalm number 121.
到了第14级的时候,
number 14 step,
就唱 133篇,
they were singing Psalm 133.
到了最后,
at the last,
现在来到神的脚前,
they come before the feet of God,
现在来到神的面前,
in front of the Lord,
那是最高的神,
that's the highest
one. 所以他们就唱诗篇 134篇,
they were singing Psalm number 134.
所以很清楚弟兄姊妹,
so it's very clear, brothers and sisters,
不知道什么时候他们开始有15个阶梯。
Therefore, they didn't know when they had this 15 step.
到底这个会不会就是亚哈斯的阶梯, 我们不知道。
We don't know whether that's Ahaz's stairway.
但是会不会是西西家他真的第三天就从这个阶梯上去,
Hezekiah went on those steps on the third day.
那么他上去一定和其他的长大麻风是同样一个经历。
The same way as the other lepers that went upwards.
因为旧约你叫长大麻风。
Because in the Old Testament, if you are a leper,
你叫得到绝症,
if you have a terminal illness,
那我们没有希望了。
There were no hope.
我们叫旧约的这个大麻风是无药可救的。
You know the lepers in the Old Testament had no way to be cured.
但是感谢主,
but we thank the Lord.
有一天你病得到医治。
When you're healed,
你大麻风完全好了,
your leper is fully healed,
那神的话怎么说呢?
Then how did God say?
你要拿去给祭司查看就可以。
You have to be proven by the priest.
所以你想呢，就在主耶稣那个时候,
you see at the time of Jesus,
所有长大麻风的,
all the lepers,
他如果要给祭司看的话,
if they want to be shown by the priest,
他们一定是经过那15个阶梯,
they have to go through those 15 steps,
那么进到祭司的院,
to go to the court of the feast,
然后很清楚的, 只要他脚踩在祭司的院,
if they walk into the court of the priest,
他的病就好了,
they are healed.
所以在西家的感觉里, 他就像长大麻风一样。
So when Hezekiah, in his feeling that he was like a leper,
尤其当他走在那个台阶上,
especially when he walked on those steps,
尤其最少那十个台阶是复活的亮光在那照射的。
Especially those 10 steps was enlightened by the light of the resurrection. That's a heavenly light. That's not the sunlight. He could not explain that. Of course, the sun shadow receded 10 steps.
So now you can see
It's as if the sun was going to set but and shine on his steps.
所以这个经历当然是死而复活的经历。
So of course this experience is a death and resurrection
experience. So
there was a saying.
那么很可能就是西西家把这15篇诗篇把它放在一起。
Maybe Hezekiah put these 15 Psalms together.
那么有的不过这样说说就是了。
Some people just say that.
因为他活了15年。
Because he lived another 15 years.
所以呢就有了15篇。
Therefore there are 15 Psalms.
那起头的时候我听见这些我觉得这个好像没有什么特别。
In the beginning when I heard that I don't feel anything special.
会不会大家联想力太丰富。
Maybe they just have too much imagination.
因为这里有15篇,15个阶梯,15个上行诗。
Because there are 15 songs of the
然后他刚好多活了15年。
And he lived extra 15 years.
那两个15年把它连在一起,所以呢我们就说这是他所做的。
You connect the two 15s together, you said that this is he's doing.
但是呢你要去读内文。
But you have to read the content.
你要去看到底这里面像不像是西西家那个时候所写的。
You can find out whether it's like what Hezekiah has written.
所以当然你要去看他的一生。
Therefore, you have to look at his life.
是不是他写的并不重要。
It's not important whether those are written by him.
但起码能够解释他的一生。
But at least you can describe his life.
如果能解释他一生，也能解释我们的一生。
If you can explain his life, then you can explain our life.
就会告诉我们说他怎么样上到耶和华的殿。
Then you'll know how he ascended to the house of God.
他怎么样步步。
How he could move upwards.
他怎么样凡事长进?
How he could grow in everything.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and
你看见吗?
Sisters.
这就是为什么主多给他15年。
Therefore you see why God has given him 15 more years.
所以如果大家仔细把这15篇再读过以后,
If you read these 15 Psalms carefully,
至少我自己这样感觉,
At least personally I feel.
我觉得这里不是完全没有道理。
I feel that there is no reason. Maybe the guess is not from not, no base.
病好了以后,
because after he's healed,
他写了一首诗,
he has written a song.
这个的的确记录在圣经里面,
it's recorded in the Bible.
如果你要问我在哪里,
if you want to ask me where it is, I deliberately not to tell you. At least you can find it by yourself. It's a very beautiful song.
所以我们知道说他是不是人,
so therefore we know that he was a poet.
如果他写诗篇没有困难的,
for him to write a song is not difficult. David could write a psalm and Solomon could write a psalm.
如果他病了以后，他能写一首诗。
If after he's sick, he could write a psalm.
来形容他里面所经过的。
To describe his inner feeling.
那么弟兄姊妹，如果今天你说这15首诗篇里面有的他写的，我不觉得很惊讶。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, if you said that he wrote some of these psalms in the 15 psalms, I don't think it's not impossible.
最少这15篇诗篇。
At least these 15 psalms.
能够帮助我们。
Could help us.
明白。 这个西西家怎样的活在神的面前？
To understand how Hezekiah lived before the Lord.
当然也能解释我们怎样活在他的面前。
Of course, that could describe and explain to us how we live before the Lord.
因为这15篇诗篇就是告诉我们说，
Because these 15 Psalms tell us，
来到神面前，
When we come before the Lord，
好像有一个大的阶梯一样。
It's as if there's a great stairway.
一共是15级。
Totally 15 steps.
最后你最好到了最高的一次。
Finally, you reach the highest step.
那就你来到神的面前。
Then you come before God.
所以现在圣经里用这15篇的图画，
Therefore, Bible used these 15 pictures
来告诉我们怎么样的活在他的面前。
To help us to know how to live before him.
那么最稀奇在哪里呢？
What's the most amazing thing?
因为这15篇诗篇里，
Because among these 15 Psalms,
5篇是有作者的。
5 has the name of the author.
4篇是大卫写的。
Four were written by David.
一篇是所罗门写的。
One was written by Solomon.
刚好10篇是没有人告诉我们谁写的。So
10 Psalms were anonymous.
所以如果你比较里面的内容，
So if you compare the content of 10 Psalms,
你如果对照他的一生，
If you compare to the life of Hezekiah,
如果你告诉我说这是西家写的，我不会觉得稀奇。
If you tell me that was written by Hezekiah, I wouldn't doubt it.
所以我们现在稍微点一下，
So we just point out a few here.
我们稍微看一下,
look at it here.
然后我们就知道到底为什么主多给他15年。
Then you'll understand why God has given him another 15 years.
那么刚才在这么多诗篇有122篇。
Totally, among all these psalms, there were 122.
那很明显, 这篇诗篇不只是个人的经历。
So you see that this experience is not personal experience.
15篇诗篇给我们看见我们属灵生命怎么成长的。
Truly indeed, if these 15 songs can show us how we grow in spiritual life,
但等一等你会发现,
later on you'll find out.
在你成长的过程里面, 你需要明白基督的爱,
In the path of growing, you have to understand how great love, long and wide is God to Jesus' love. But Paul told us,
we have to experience
all children of God, of His love, and
with
all saints, the great love, the height, length, deep, and wide width of His great love.
所以保罗讲众圣徒。
Therefore, Paul says all saints. Don't forget that's a very important verse. When you are gathering with all saints,
人对我说,
I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord.
许多的圣经你一个人不会明白。
So many parts of the verses you cannot understand. But when you come to the meeting, when you gather together with the saints, all of a sudden you understood. You see, such a growth is not an individual growth. The spiritual life is not a personal spiritual life. Therefore, you see later,
这15篇诗篇,
among these 15 songs,
乃是以色列人他们一同往 西安山,西安道,
it's the path when the Israelites walked to the path of Zion.
他们都要到神那里去,
they all wanted to meet God.
他们本来不认识,
they didn't know God before.
结果他们彼此相遇了,
now they met together.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为他们都要去朝见神,
because they wanted to see God.
所以自然他们就彼此相遇,
naturally, they met one another.
所以他们彼此发现了,
and they discovered one another.
然后你就看见他们不是一个人走这条路,
therefore, they did not travel by themselves.
不是一个人走上行的路,
not just walk the ascending road.
不是一个人在那生命成长,
now grow individually,
乃与众圣徒一同走这条路,
but grow together with all the saints.
所以感谢主,
so we thank the Lord.
你看这里的成长是团体的成长,
we see a corporate growth here,
不只是个人的成长,
not individual growth.
当然个人成长是很重要的,
but of course individual growth is important.
我们平常日常生活里面,
our daily living,
我们就应该活在神的面前,
in our daily living we have to live before God,
就应该与主有交通,
we have to have fellowship with God,
就应该凡事长进,
as to grow in life in everything.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
这一条路,
this path
是个人的路,
is an individual path, also corporate path.
所以在这里你看西家不只讲他个人的经历,
you see that here Hezekiah didn't tell his individual view,
也讲了团体的经历,
also the corporate experience.
等到我们读到里面有一些诗篇的时候,
so when we read part of the Psalms,
我们也许读不懂,
maybe we couldn't understand.
但如果你懂, 你读了西家的故事, 你就明白过来,
but if you know the story of Hezekiah, then you understand.
但是不管怎么样,
no matter what,
这一首诗是大卫上行的诗,
this psalm is the song of degree of David.
那么大卫说, 人对我说, 我们往耶和华殿去我就欢喜。
David said that I was glad when they had said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord.
那如果是大卫写的,
so this is written by David,
请大家记得,
just remember,
神不让大卫建造圣殿,
God did not allow David to build a holy temple.
是等到所罗门才建造圣殿。
It's until the time of Solomon that he built the temple.
那么大卫怎么能说, 人对我说, 我们往耶路耶和华殿去我就欢喜呢?
So how could David say that I was glad when they had said to me, Let us go into the house of the Lord?
如果所罗门说了,
if Solomon said that, I could understand.
这个殿还没有建,
because the temple was not
人对我说,
built.
我们往耶和华的殿去,
I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord.
耶路撒冷啊, 我们的脚站在你的门内。
Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem.
所以弟兄姐妹,
so brothers and sisters,
现在你看你们圣殿没有在那里,
now you can see that the temple was not there yet, but Jerusalem was already there.
那个基地已经在那里,
the foundation was already there.
虽然神没有让 大卫建造圣殿,
although God did not allow David to build
the temple, God
knew that he could only allow his son to build
the temple. Is
it because of that then he felt discouraged?
虽然神说你不是那个人,
although God said that you're not that person,
你看见吗? 神两次对他说过类似的话,
you see, two times God told him the similar things.
他犯罪以后,
after he committed
他不肯认罪,
sin, he did not want to admit
sin. 结果神借着先知,
then God used the prophet
怎么说呢?
To tell him,
你是那个人,
you're that person.
你就是那个人,
you are that person.
弟兄明白吗?
Do you understand?
另外一次,
In another time, he wanted to build a temple for the Lord. He shed too many people's blood. God said that you're not that person.
弟兄姊妹,
why, brothers and sisters? Because he shed too many people's blood.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, building is under the hand of peace. Building is in the time of peace. Many times we know how to fight. We know how to shed other people's blood. We know how to stumble others.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, how can you build up in such a way? Therefore, God will say that you're not that person.
明白吗?
You understand?
那虽然你不是那个人,
although you're not that person,
什么都不做,
is it that you don't do anything at all?
如果神不愿我建造圣殿,
if God doesn't want you to build a temple, so the temple is going to call the Solomon's temple.
荣耀不会归给我,
glory will not be for
me. Of
course, we know that it's the Solomon's temple. Nobody would say that's David's temple. If Solomon gained all the glory, do you understand?
那时候这样的话,
if it's that, then should I still pay attention? Should I still serve?
没有,
no.
你看见大卫仍旧,
you see, David still prepared all the materials to build the temple. Especially at the end of his life. He knew that God said that you're not that person. Not because of that he was discouraged.
他没有说,
he did not say that, okay, so then I won't do anything. I'll just give up. He was very encouraged.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters, now you know. He's standing somewhere. As if he could see what's going to happen in the future. Although this temple was not really built yet, but in his heart he could see it. So this is the temple in his vision. But the city is already there. At that time there's a holy city, Jerusalem. But the temple was not there. Later on, he finally discovered where he could build a temple.
后来他知道了,
then he knew.
然后他写这首诗歌,
then he wrote this song.
你明白吗?
You understand?
他知道圣殿应该在哪里,
he knew where the temple should be built. Although Solomon was the one that built the temple.
但你要知道啊,
but you know God has already shown David the blueprint.
Before
that he prepared all the materials to build.
明白吗?
Do you understand?
现在清楚不清楚?
Now do you don't know? Although Solomon built the temple,
他爱慕主的话,
he desired God's word. He wanted to know God's testimony. And he saw the blueprint. God drew it to him. Although he could not build it. But in his most difficult time, in the end of his age, he prepared so many materials to build the temple. This is David, brothers. David could write such a song.
他能说, 人对我说, 我们往耶和华的殿去,
he could say that I was glad when they say unto me, let's go into the house of the Lord.
耶路撒冷啊,
our feet shall stand within thy gates, O
Jerusalem.
Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together.
众支派, 就是耶和华的支派上那里去,
whither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord.
按以色列见证, 称赞耶和华的名,
unto the testimony of Israel to give thanks.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers,
什么叫耶和华的见证?
What is the testimony of Jehovah? That is Jerusalem and its existence. Don't forget. You know why Jerusalem is Jerusalem? Because God's temple is there. God's temple represents his presence. Because there's God's presence within. Therefore, outwardly, there's a testimony of God. That is Jerusalem.
You understand?
You see that beautiful city wall. That is a testimony. But don't forget. That testimony because you have the inner presence of God. Paris is a big city. London is a big city. You see, many ancient cities, so is Rome. You see those great city walls.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你只能说, 那是很伟大的一个建筑,
you see that those are great architectures. But those are not God's testimony.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
为什么主呼耶路撒冷, 耶路撒冷?
But why did Jesus cry Jerusalem or Jerusalem?
明白吗?
You understand?
今天纽约跟伦敦不过是普通的一座城就是。
Today, New York or London are just ordinary cities.
耶路撒冷, 所以是耶路撒冷,
why Jerusalem is Jerusalem?
因为神的殿在哪里,
it's because God's temple is there.
所以众支派要上哪里,
therefore, all tribes wanted to go
这是什么?
There. What is that?
这是 以色列的见证。
That is the testimony of Israel.
那这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
这就告诉我们说，
It tells us that
神老早在以色列还没有进迦南以前，
Before Israelites entered Canaan，
神借着摩西已经告诉以色列。
Through Moses, God already told Israelites，
你们进到耶路撒冷以后，
After you enter
进迦南以后，
After you enter Canaan，
你们每年三次，
Three times a year，
要到耶路撒冷，
You have to go to Jerusalem to celebrate the feast。
但你们去的时候，
But when you go there，
你们不会空手，
You cannot go empty handed。
每个人都要带着迦南土产去，
You have to bring the produce of Canaan。
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters, God has given them a land that is called the beautiful land of Canaan that flows honey and milk. How do you know that land flows honey and milk? Because when they're celebrating feasts, everybody could bring their best produce. They come before the presence of the Lord. They sing how beautiful it is for the brothers to dwell together.
这许多人像一个人一样。
So many people live as one.
不止如此。
Not only that.
他们手里给我们看见的。
Within their hands they could show us.
乃是迦南的丰富。
It's the abundance of Canaan.
这就是神的见证。
That's the testimony of God.
神为什么把牛奶与之蜜给他们？
Why God did give them the land that flows honey and milk?
所以这么明白吗？
So do you know, brothers and sisters?
今天如果光是一个人来耶路撒冷。
If there's only one person that comes to Jerusalem.
他最多是当最多是一挂葡萄两个人扛吧。
The most that he could bring maybe is a cluster of groves that carry by two people. That was a long time ago.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
这个最多是一点点的丰富。
That's only a little bit of abundance.
乃是所有各个支派聚在一起的时候。
But it's when all the tribes gather together.
你看见这是迦南的丰富。
You see that's the abundance of Canaan.
牛奶与蜜。
The land that flows honey and milk.
乃是动物的精华。
Honey and milk are the essence of animals.
蜜是植物的精华。
Honey is the essence of plants.
蜜是植物的精华，所以这里给我们看到生命的精华。
You see the essence of life.
代表什么？
What does that represent?
代表基督测不得的丰富。
That represents the unsearchable riches of Christ.
所以每一个蒙恩得救的人都在基督里面。
So every saved believers are in Christ.
但是保罗告诉我们说，
But what Paul told us,
基督有测不透的丰富。
The unsearchable riches of Christ.
我蒙恩得救以后，
After we are saved,
在基督里有喜乐。
We have joy in Christ,
有平安,
peace.
有许许多多, 有许许多的, 有各方面的丰富等等等等。
And all other abundance in life.
那是天上的祝福。
It's heavenly blessing.
我要问弟兄姊妹,
I have to ask you, brothers and sisters,
你怎么知道在基督里有多丰富?
How do you know how wealthy you are in Christ?
乃是等到全教会聚在一起。
It's when the church gathered together.
明白吗?
Do you know?
每个人都带着你所享受的基督。
Everybody bring the part of Christ that they enjoy.
每个人都带着你所经历的基督。
Everybody bring the experience of Christ.
你没有空手来。
You are not here empty.
你来不是展览你自己。
You are not here to display yourself.
你来乃是展览基督。
You are here to display Christ.
让人看见基督荣耀和美丽。
So people can see the glory and the beauty of Christ. What does that mean?
这叫做教会的见证。
That is the testimony of church.
所以明白吗？
So do you know?
这是为什么？你看主基督神主耶稣说，我要建造我的教会。
That's why Jesus said, I'm going to build my church on this rock.
然后保罗告诉我们，
And Paul told us that
我们要渐渐成为主的圣殿。
We will grow into the temple of God.
因为弟兄姊妹，这就是圣灵今天在我们身上所做的。
Because this is the work of Holy Spirit among us today.
所以你看见说旧约不过是图画。
So you see the Old Testament is only a picture.
现在到了新约，
Now you come to the Old Testament, then you'll be clear.
我们知道教会的见证是什么。
You know what is the testimony of church.
所以感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
有一个词叫做教会的见证。
There's a phrase that's called the testimony of church.
那么讲到教会的见证。
When you talk about the testimony of church,
一定讲到耶路撒冷。
You talk about Jerusalem. When you talk about Jerusalem,
一定讲到圣殿。
Of course, you mentioned about the holy temple. When you mentioned about temple,
一定讲到大卫的故事。
You will tell about the story of David.
谁知道在什么地方应该建造圣殿？
How do you know where to build the temple?
你知道吗？
Do you know?
在以色列还没有进迦南以前，
Before the Israelites entered Canaan，
神借着摩西告诉大家说，
Through Moses, God told everyone，
你们进以色列迦南以后，
After you enter Canaan，
你们不能在任何地方献祭啊，
You cannot give offering at any place，
外邦人可以，
The Gentiles can do that，
需要在他们那个地方高的地方他们就可以献祭，
You can just go to a high place and give offering，
你们不能的，
But not you，
你们要走一条路叫做锡安的道，
You have to walk on a path that's called the path of Zion，
你明白吗？然后你要到一个地方去，
You have to go to a certain place，
到哪里去？
Where？
神没有说，
God didn't say it，
神没有告诉摩西是哪里，
God didn't tell Moses where，
神说我在十二个支派里面，
God said among 12 tribes，
我要选一个支派，
I will select one tribe，
然后呢我的居所就在那里，
My dwelling will be there，
你们要到那里去，
You will go there，
弟兄姊妹， 后来我们知道就是耶路撒冷。
So brothers and sisters, we know that's later on Jerusalem.
后来我们知道就在摩利亚山，然后呢，我们知道圣殿就盖起来了。
Therefore, we know that on Mount Moriah, God built His temple.
所以现在每年以色列人都来走锡安的大道。
Therefore, every year the Israelites walk on the path of Zion.
所以弟兄姊妹，当以色列人
So brothers and sisters, when the Israelites gather together,
这叫做以色列的见证,
that is a testimony of Israel.
当教会全体聚在一起的时候,
when the entire church gather together,
这个叫做教会的见证,
this is a testimony of the church.
明白吗?
Do you understand?
但是问题在这里,
but the question is here.
在大卫的时候是如此,
at the time of David is such,
在所罗门的时候是如此,
so it's at the time of Solomon.
为什么?
Why?
因为那个时候, 南北是统一的,
because at that time the north and the south are in one.
但是后来, 所罗门拜了偶像,
but afterwards Solomon worshiped idol.
所有的分裂都是从偶像来的,
all the division were caused by idol worshiping.
明白吗?
Do you understand?
因为这个缘故, 你看以色列就分成北国的十个支派, 南国的两个支派。
Therefore, Israelite has been divided into the northern 10 tribes and the southern 2 tribes.
什么叫做以色列的见证?
What is the testimony of Israel?
耶和华的支派, 众支派, 就是耶和华的支派, 上哪里去?
Whether the tribes go up, the entire tribe.
当全以色列人聚在一起的时候,
when all the Israelites gather together.
这个叫做
That is the testimony of Israel.
那我请问大家,
now I'm going to ask you.
等到后来南国北国分裂以后,
later on, when the northern and southern kingdom are divided,
现在是不是大家都来了呢?
Does it mean that everybody showed themselves?
你到了西西家的时候，你就知道什么事情发生。
When you go to the time of Hezekiah, then you know something happened.
好久好久了。
For such a long time.
慢慢你发现这件事情被人忘记。
Then people start to forget about this.
不光北国的人不来。
Not only the people of Northern Kingdom don't show up. They couldn't make it.
他们说如果你来的话,
they said that if you come,
你心都被南国夺去了,
your heart will be captured by the people from the Southern Kingdom.
你怎么能忠于Northern Kingdom? 你怎么可能呢?
How could you be faithful to the Northern Kingdom?
所以说来吧, 我们另外有个敬拜中心。
So they said, okay, let's create another worship center.
我们十个支派保守我们的合一。
The 10 tribes will just keep the oneness among ourselves.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, now we know.
两个支派仍旧来到耶路撒冷。
Two tribes still come to Jerusalem.
我们要问什么?
Now we have to ask.
那个见证的实际还在吗?
Is there such a reality of their testimony?
你看见没有?
Do you see that?
因为神的百姓分裂了,
because God's chosen had been divided.
慢慢慢慢你看见那个见证就开始荒凉。
Then you see the testimony started to fade.
明白吗?
Do you understand?
所以现在我们要问什么?
Now we have to ask.
什么时候?
Whenever.
今天世界能看见神的儿女能够像一个人一样。
If the world can see that the children of God can be one.
所以现在我们要问说,
then we have to ask.
难道是基督是分开的吗?
Is Christ divided?
难道今天我们所做的见证,
is our testimony today?
只是顾到我们自己属灵的需要吗?
Just according to our spiritual needs?
还是我们想到神的需要?
Or do we think of the need of God?
所以弟兄姊妹,
therefore, brothers and sisters,
当你读诗篇122篇的时候,
when you read Psalm number 122, just remember this is a song of the degree of David. Temple is not built yet.
他在意象里面,
in his vision,
他已经看见那个神,
he already saw the temple.
人对我说我们往耶和华殿去我就欢喜,
I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
他能够安慰自己说,
he could comfort himself. Have a portion in that temple.
虽然我没有亲自建那个殿,
although I could not build it by myself,
但是我在艰难里面,
but in my difficulty,
我在那里真的预备了许多的材料,
I truly prepared so many building materials.
这是大卫的灵,
this is the spirit of David.
所以如果你明白的话,
so if you understood,
你才能够知道说122篇到底讲什么,
then you'll know what Psalm number 122 is talking about.
不过我们继续以前,
but before we continue,
我想我们稍微要把这十五篇呢, 15个诗篇,
we have to talk about these 15 songs.
每一个诗篇都有它的场景,
every psalm has its own scenario.
弟兄姊妹, 这一点是非常重要,
this is very important.
然后你才知道说那个阶梯是怎么一回事,
then you'll know what are those steps and what they are for.
这个15个阶梯到底是怎么一个15个阶梯,
how did the 15 steps put together?
而且如果你仔细读的话,
if you read it carefully,
他们是一个连着一个,
you see that one is following another.
它不是碰巧的,
it's not by coincidence.
所以你才发现,
then you'll discover.
好像啊, 后面有个design一下,
If there is a designer behind
it, 所以大概这篇诗篇到了什么地方, 你大概会知道的,
then there you'll know this psalm will follow another one.
那如果这样的话,
if it's there, then we can understand the content of these songs.
所以等一等如果告诉大家 122篇 那个场景是什么样的场景,
if I tell you the scenario of Psalm number 122,
那么那个时候你就更明白这篇圣经了,
then you'll know better about this part of the Bible.
你大概知道说大卫站在一个什么角度来看整个耶路撒冷,
so from what point of view David has seen this whole thing.
所以你看这个阶梯是一气呵成的, 你看见好像从不管你从什么地方, 好像有一个阶梯一直来到神那边, 15级, 刚好15个台阶。
You see the stairway is continuous, no matter from where, it's continuously to God.
所以我想我要很快地说一下,
so I have to say it quickly.
然后我们再回到我们的主题,
then we come back to our topic.
慢慢地觉得这些话不是普通的话了,
then you'll know that this is not ordinary.
这话能应用在我们日常的 生活,
these words can be applicable in our daily living.
好, 如果说120篇开始,
it is from Psalm number 122.
你就知道说他们慢慢的脚步是往耶路撒冷, 因为最后我们是到圣殿, 到神的脚前。
You see that their first step is to Jerusalem, to the Holy Temple.
但是不管你从哪里,
no matter where they started from,
15个阶梯的,
definitely they have to go through 15 steps.
15步一步比一步还要高的,
15 steps, one step higher than the other.
所以很清楚的弟兄姊妹,
so it's very clear, brothers and sisters. Now we have to ask,
120篇写诗的人应该在什么地方呢?
The writer of Psalm number 122, what is his position?
第三五节说, 我寄居在米舍, 住在基达的帐篷中有祸了。 第五节,
120篇第五节。 Woe is me that I sojourn in Mesek, that I dwell in the tents of Kedar.
那么弟兄姊妹, 这些人在哪里?
Where are these people?
这些人很明显不在迦南美,
you see that these people, they are not in Canaan.
因为米舍什么地方?
Where is Mesek?
米舍就是今天的莫斯科。
It's Moscow today.
那基大是什么地方呢?
With Kedar.
基大在沙利阿拉伯。
Kedar is Saudi Arabia.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
他们说他们在这地方有祸了。
They say, woe is to me. Why?
在基督里就是福,
because you're blessed when you're in Christ.
不在基督里就是祸,
when you're not in Christ, then woe unto you.
在迦南就是福,
when you're in Canaan, you're blessed, but not, then you're woe to you.
但是感谢主,
but we thank the Lord.
因为他们不满意他们的情形,
because they are not satisfied about their condition.
他们要住在基督里,
they want to live in Christ.
而且要住在基督里,
they want to dwell in Christ.
所以慢慢他们的脚步就往迦南一步了。
Gradually they move towards Canaan. So when the Psalm number 122, so where they were at Psalm 121, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills.
你比较120篇还是你比较122篇呢?
Compare Psalm number 120 to 121.
你知道它相对的位置,
you see their position.
你知道大概它在什么地方了,
you can see their location.
所以弟兄姊妹, 你如果读121篇的话,
so if you read Psalm number 121,
就好像以色列人一样,
it's like the Israelites.
他们过了约旦河,
they passed the Jordan River.
然后呢, 来到了约旦河的平原,
they came to the Jordan Plain.
来到一片绿洲, 叫做耶利哥,
they came to Oasis, that's Jericho.
你记不记得,
do you remember?
主耶稣最后一次上耶路撒冷,
when the last time Jesus went to Jerusalem, he went through the same path.
他先到耶利哥,
he went to Jericho first.
然后就沿着一个火谷就到耶路撒冷去了,
and went through a fiery valley, he went to Jerusalem.
明白吗?
Do you understand?
所以很有意思的,
the interesting thing is,
你好好比较这十五篇诗篇,
if you compare these 15 Psalms together,
和路加福音,
and the book of Luke,
讲到门徒和主耶稣最后是上耶路撒冷有一条路线的,
you see the path when the disciples follow Jesus to go to Jerusalem,
你会觉得非常的稀奇,
you'll think it's very amazing.
后来几乎等于主耶稣带领这些人走这条路,
later on it was Jesus that led his disciples to walk this path.
几乎就是这十五诗篇的每一个的场景,
it's almost all the scenarios from the 15 Psalms.
而且圣经告诉我好多人跟随我们,
and the Bible told us that so many people follow Jesus.
明白吗? 好像我们的主耶稣率领他们走这个上行的路一样,
it says if the Lord Jesus led them to walk on the path of Zion.
如果你们回去做功课的话,
if you go back and do your homework,
你们比较这十五篇的诗篇,
and compare the 15 Psalms,
和最后主耶稣怎么样, 你知道, 只有路加福音告诉我们,
the last journey of Jesus, only the book of Luke tells us.
路加福音用了最少10章的篇幅,
the book of Luke told us about 10 chapters.
告诉我们主耶稣对门徒说, 我们上耶路撒冷去, 我们上耶路撒冷去,
Jesus said, let's go up to Jerusalem, let's go up to Jerusalem.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
他们的路当然是上行的路啊,
their path is an upward path,
但是很有意思,
but very interesting,
他们到了耶利哥,
They went to Jericho.
就是121篇的场景。
That's Psalm number 121.
所以很自然的就指。
So naturally,
你到了那个地方的时候
when you arrive there,
你才发现原来你要去的地方。
You'll find out the place where you wanted to go.
你当然上耶路撒冷。
Of course you want to go to Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷在哪里、啊、
Where's Jerusalem?
如果你在耶利哥的话
If you're in Jericho,
你在海平面底下大概400公尺。
You're 400 meters under the sea level.
明白吗？
Do you understand?
那么现在耶路撒冷呢？
Where is Jerusalem?
是海平面上几乎1000公尺。
It's about 1,000 meters above sea level.
是800公尺到1000公尺。
It's above sea level, 800 to 1,000 meters.
如果你换成，如果你换成这个所谓的这个英尺的话，英尺的话。
If you convert it to feet.
啊对，如果换成英尺的话。
If you convert it to feet.
那么我们知道说大概是3400英尺。
That's about 3,400 feet.
你的山从来不知道有那么高。
You don't know how tall is the mountain.
因为你根本在谷底。
Because you're below sea level.
原来这个地球好像破了相一样。
It's like the earth has a cave.
你知道自从人堕落以后。
After man has fallen.
很稀奇的。
Amazingly.
这个从土耳其一直到非洲有一个很大的裂痕。
From Turkey to Africa, there's a great crater.
所以这个脸的上面破了一个破了相。有个很大很大的伤痕。
It's like a person's face has a big scar.
如果你用手探那个伤痕的话
，If you put your finger into the scar,
你一定探到最深的地方。
You will put to the deepest part of the scar.
那就是死海。
That is dead sea.
那就是诗篇121篇的场景。
That is the scenario of Psalm number 121.
主耶稣从那里开始做工的。
God, Jesus started his work from there.
那边开始做工的。
From those areas.
现在主耶稣最后一次上耶路撒冷。
Now it's the final time that Jesus went to Jerusalem.
好像率领这些人上耶路撒冷去的时候。
It seems as if when he led these people to Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，当你特别站在死海。
When he walked in.The level of
如果你想到你所要去的地方
If you think of the place where you wanted to go,
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你从来不会觉得山是那么高
You would never thought that the mountain was so high
你如果想到山
If you think of the mountain
高的话
If it's high
你想到天
You think of heaven
你想到死海像地一样
So the Dead Sea is like earth
所以这里说我的帮助从天地的耶和华照天地的耶和华而来
My help cometh from the Lord
所以如果你的脚站在死海附近的话
Therefore, if you step on the area of
在耶利哥附近的话
Around the area of Jericho
你面对着那座山
When you face that mountain
你就要就在那个山最在分水岭那个地方
You see that at the dividing line of that mountain
Watershed
of that mountain
那在那个地方你知道说那个就是你所要去的地方
The watershed is where you wanted to go
所以这条路当然是上行的路
Of course this path is an upward path
如果是15个台阶的话
If there are 15 steps
我现在还站着只站在第二个台阶
I'm only on the second step
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters
那个目标好像离开我多远
The goal is so far away from me
你从来不觉得你身体有重量
You never felt the weight of your body
你从来不觉得你身体的存在
You never felt the existence of your body
你从来不知道说地心吸力有
You never feel the gravitation as its power.
等到你一直往上走的时候
until you move upwards,
你才知道你自己有多重。
You feel how heavy you are.
你才知道是为什么你走路走得这么辛苦。
You realize why it's so hard for you to walk.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
上行的路对于肉体来说永远是痛苦的。
The upward path is always difficult for a flesh.
所以弟兄姊妹，你需要帮助。
Therefore, you need help.
我的帮助从哪里来
？Where did you receive the
help? 当然从造天地的主而来。
Therefore, my help came from the Lord which made heaven and earth.
那为什么我要向山举目？
Why do I have to lift my eyes up to the mountain?
那是我的目的地。
Because that's my destination.
那是我要去的地方。
That's where I wanted to go.
我要问弟兄姊妹
，I'm going to ask brothers and sisters.
你们追求来追求去，你们的目的是什么
？What's the purpose of your pursuit?
你们不当然要来，当然来到神面前。
Of course, you wanted the presence of the Lord.
现在你在第二个阶梯。
You're only on the second step.
你看离开你好像很远，对不对
？Seems so far away from.
所以你就要向山举目。
Then you have to look up to the mountain.
有一件事能安慰你。
Something can comfort you.
你这一条路。
Your path
成长的路
is a growing path.
上升的路
is an upward path.
是有目标的。
Has a destination.
你要到了那里。
When you reach there,
就到了目的地。
You reach your goal.
明白吗
？Do you understand?
所有小朋友长大。
When all the children wanted to grow,
他知道说像我哥哥那么高，我就长大了。
They know that if I reach the height of my brother, then I can.
一个小婴孩
，a baby.
看着哥哥怎么那么高
？Look at the big brother. Oh, so tall.
我要长到什么时候才长得那么高
？When can I grow that tall?
我要过几个生日才能过得那么高
？How many birthdays do I have to celebrate in order to be that tall?
我们在主面的路就是这样的。
Our growth in front of the Lord is like that.
是上行的路。
It's an upward growth.
所以弟兄姊妹
，so brothers and sisters,
你再读下去的话
，if you continue reading,
那个场景是附近的犹太的旷野。
The scenario is the Judean desert.
主耶稣在那受过试探。
And Jesus was tempted there.
在那个地方你就发现。
Then you'll find out.
白天的太阳要伤你。
The Lord said.
白天太阳要伤你。
The sun shall not smite thee by day.
到了夜间的月亮也会害你。
Nor the moon by night.
如果主保护你的话。
If the Lord will protect you,
你现在需要主的保护了。
You need His protection.
明白吧，弟兄姊妹？
Do you understand, brothers?
就在，所以很明显的告诉我们说。
So clearly, it's.
现在他们走在那条路上。
They're walking on that path.
很危险。
It's very dangerous.
需要保护的。
They need protection.
为什么？
Why?
因为就在那条路上。
Because on that path,
有一个人被强盗打了半死。
Somebody was being attacked by the bandits.
说了个故事吗？
Jesus had given such an example.
那个故事，那个故事，这场景就是这里的场景呢。
The scenario is a scenario here.
所以现在有人需要保护啊。
So somebody need protection.
结果被强盗打了半死。
So that person was attacked by
the bandits. 利未人经过就走了。
The Levites passed and just went.
那么祭司经过也走了。
The priest went by and just left.
他们都是犹太教里面的人。
There were somebody who are in the Jewish
Judaism. 他们应该要顾到这个人才对。
They're supposed to take care of this person.
结果一个好撒玛利亚夫人。
But there's a good Samaritan.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Did you see that?
用油跟酒来。裹他的伤。
He used oil and wine to wrap this person.
然后把他放在客店里面。
And put him in the inn.
他有一天还要回来。
One day he's going to come back.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
现在你就知道说。
Now you understand.
为什么人走这条路啊？
Why we have to go through this path?
需要保护。
We need protection.
那怎么需要保护呢？
Why?
所以他们自动就会组织起来。
So they gather together.
常常一个家族一个家族就武装起来。
Oftentimes one family after another family.
就分成三队。
They group into three groups.
成人走在前面跟
后面。The adults in front and in the back.
婴孩呢？跟妇女就坐在中间。
The infants and the women are in the middle.
为什么？
Why?
有强盗啊。
Because they're bandits.
随时就很危险呢。
It could be dangerous any minute.
强盗会害你。
The bandits could attack you.
连太阳都会伤你。
Even the sun could burn you.
为什么？
Why?
因为那个旷野太可怕了。
Because the wilderness is so terrible.
你知道圣殿呢？每到赎罪日的时候。
You know, at every time at the time the feast of
不是赎罪日。
Day of Atonement.
不是有两只羊吗？
There are two lambs.
一只羊要赎罪的，对不对？
One is for atonement.
要把血点在这个至圣所里面。
You should drop the blood in the.
还有一只羊要把它放到旷野去，对不对？
And the other one you have to cast to the wilderness.
那我请问大家，你放到什么地方去？
Which wilderness do you put?
从耶路撒冷圣殿，他们就把它放到这个旷野里面去。
So from Jerusalem, they put the lamb into this wilderness.
那个旷野是不得了，到了中午是不得了的。
It's a terrible wilderness.
你看见吗？如果你没有东西遮的话，你就被烤死。
If something is not covering you, you could.
但你一遮的，你就会被冻死。
But if you're not being covered, you could be frozen.
这个就是所那个时候所经过的地方。
So this is what they have experienced.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
耶和华要保护你。
Jehovah will protect you.
免受一切的灾害，也要保护你的性命。
The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul.
你出你入，耶和华要保护你。
The Lord shall preserve thee by going out and by going and coming in.
主怎么保护我们呢？
How did the Lord protect us?
用油和酒来裹我们的伤。
He used oil and wine to wrap our wounds.
他为什么？他怎么得到油和酒呢？
How did he gain the oil and wine?
他最后一定要走这条路。
Because finally he has to walk his path.
他走到橄榄山。
He went to the Mount of Olives.
到了科西玛尼就有油。
And the Garden of Gethsemane, he was being crushed and get the oil.
到了摩利亚山
at Mount Moriah,
就像希伯伦一样是长葡萄的。
It was like Hebron; it grew grapes.
结果主为我们钉在十字架上。
And the Lord was crucified for us.
就压出酒来。
And he produced the wine.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
主说我要聚集你们像母鸡聚集小鸡一样。
Jesus said that I want to gather you like the hens.
只有小鸡在母鸡翅膀底下，他们就得着保护。
Only when the chicks were gathered under the hen, then they would be protected.
明白吗？
So do you understand?
就这条路，
just on the same path.
我们主要去的。
The Lord Jesus will
run through. 所以现在你大概知道121篇的场景。
So you know the scenario of Psalm number 121.
那么等到122篇的时候呢？
When you come to Psalm number 122,
你自然就到了橄榄山了。
You come to Mount of Olives.
所以如果你读路加福音的话，
So if you read the Luke book of Luke,
主耶稣到了耶路撒冷。
When Jesus went to Jerusalem, what did the Bible say?
到了伯大尼，
he went to Bethany,
也到了伯法其，
and Bethpage.
那到了伯法其做什么呢？
What did he do in Bethpage?
就要牵一只驴子来。
Has to get a colt of donkey.
他骑着驴子就进耶路撒冷。
He rode on the colt of donkey and he went to Jerusalem.
那我们读圣经就是不会读。
So when we read the Bible, we could not.
我们以为是骑着耶路撒冷一定就进到城里面去了。
We thought that he rode into Jerusalem, he went to the city.
那是因为你不认识诗篇一百二十二篇。
That is because you didn't know Psalm number 122.
你知道什么叫伯法其吗？
You know what is Bethpage?
伯法，你到了伯法其。
He arrived Bethpage.
你就到了耶路撒冷的城界。
He went to the border of Jerusalem.
这不是指城墙来说的,
not the city wall.
城墙还远得很,
the city wall still exists away. A distance is like a fast step distance. So when he arrived at Bethpage, he's already in the gate.
所以这里说,
therefore, here it said that.
Verse 2.
Therefore, it says that.
Within your gate, right?
Our feet shall stand within thy gates.
对不对? 但这个不是城门墙, 那个城门不是。
So that is not the gate within the city wall.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为等一等你看, 耶路撒冷被建造如同联络整齐的一座城。
Later on, you see that Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together.
今天你们有几个人呢, 是坐着车子, 走在第五大道上来看纽约的。
So how many of you that ride in the car to look at Fifth Avenue?
你最多只能看见那个这个摩天大楼如此而已。你看不见整个，你能不能说纽约整齐，非常整齐？不可能。
Can you see that New York is compact together? No.
所以只有你站在什么？只有站在纽泽西这一边的时候。
Only when you're standing at New Jersey.
或者你坐渡轮的时候。
Or when you take the ferry.
你远远看过去。
You look from far away.
你看见纽约是怎样联络整齐。
You see how New York is compact together.
所以这里告诉我们说。
Then here it tells us.
主耶稣到了伯法奇。
When Jesus went to Bethpage.
他可以说站在你的门内。
He is entering to the gate.
到这个时候,
just at this moment,
你知道他们已经到了橄榄山的前山了。
They went to the four mount of Mount of Mount
Olives. 他们如果到了橄榄山的前山,
before, when they arrived the four mount of Mount of Olives, Jerusalem is across them.
因为耶路撒冷完全盖在摩利亚山上。
Because Jerusalem is built on Mount Moriah.
摩利亚山是个山脉。
Mount Moriah is a mountain range. The lowest part is Mount Zion.
然后圣殿山,
and Temple Mount.
然后各个塔山,
and the Golgotha.
明白吗?
Do you understand?
所以现在很清楚了,
so you know now.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, you know where David was at when he was writing the Psalm. You can understand. He most likely was standing on Mount
Olives.
Jesus was like that.
他就带着四个门徒就在橄榄山说了预言。
He brought the four disciples and he told the parable of Mount
Olives.
He told about the future of Jerusalem.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters, now you can see clearly. Only when they go to the four mountains of Mount of Olives.
割着一个山谷, 就是割着一个西伦西谷, 对面就是橄榄,
you see the Kidron Valley is dividing them and across of them is Mount of Olives. That's Mount Moriah. What's parallel is Mount of Olives. Mount of Olives is a little higher.
整个的耶路撒冷你可以看得一清二楚。
So you can see the entire Jerusalem.
太清楚。
Very, very clear.
然后底下有个很深的谷。
And the deep valley underneath.
那么就是西伦西谷。
That's a Kidron Valley.
弟兄姊妹,
do you understand now?
现在可以说是第三个级，第三个台阶了。
So now it's the third step.
他们就到了耶路撒冷。
They arrived Jerusalem.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
现在你还没有到耶路撒冷。
You have not arrived Jerusalem yet.
你已经看见耶路撒冷。
You already see Jerusalem.
所以现在耶路撒冷对这一帮来讲。
So according to this people,
是意象不是经历。
Jerusalem is only a vision but not experience.
对于我们爱主人来说,
to the people who love the Lord,
如果你要有经历的话,
if you want to have experience, you have to have vision first.
明白吗?
Do you understand?
如果我们明白教会的见证的话,
if you know the testimony of the church,
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
只有当你站在橄榄山的时候,
only when you stand on Mount of Olives,
你远远望过去,
looking far away,
你就看见耶路撒冷被建造如同联络整齐的一座城。
You can see that Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together.
因为那个时候大卫已经知道大概圣殿要盖在哪里。
Because at that time David already knew the position where the temple is supposed to be built.
要盖在阿尔南的河场上。
It's on Arauna's fleshing floor.
那个就是亚伯兰献以撒的地方。
That's where Abraham consecrated Isaac.
然后呢，神又把那个图画给他看。
God has shown him the picture.
他现在就等着他的儿子建造圣殿。
So he was waiting for his son to build the temple.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
在信心里面他已经看见那座圣殿。
In faith, he already saw the temple.
明白吗?
Do you know?
所以对于这个 这个对于大卫来讲,
according to David,
这个很明显就是异象,
this is clearly a vision.
我们常常讲的异象,
oftentimes we say vision,
就是在我们灵的深处, 我们已经看见,
in the deepest part of our spirit we had seen,
虽然他可能还没有建造起来,
although it was not built yet,
但是弟兄姊妹, 因为大卫是有异象的人,
Because David is someone that has vision.
他为着要建造那个圣殿，他预备材料。
According to build the Bible, he prepared the material.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你看见吗？他站在橄榄山。
Now he stood on Mount of Olives.
他还看见那一座联络整齐的一座城。
He saw that city is compact together.
那这个时候。众支派就是耶和华的支派，上那里去。
Whether the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord.
不是，不是这里。
It's not here.
这里是第三级而已。
This is only the third step.
只是第三个台阶而已。
Only the third step.
你一定要到那里。
You have to go there.
你怎么到那里？
How do you reach there?
你隔了一条山谷。
There is a valley.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers,
很明显的。
Clearly,
那条路是越爬越高的。
The path is going upward and upward.
那很明显，这条路怎么走呢？
How do you go through the path?
你如果要升高的话，
if you want to go higher,
你一定要降卑的。
You have to be lower first.
你要上宝座的话，
if you want to go to the throne,
你要像当时大卫一样，
you have to be like David.
到处的漂流，
you have to wandering.
所以那个希伦溪谷，
so the Kidron Valley,
就告诉你这个人要往下走，
tells you that this people had to travel lower.
现在我们必须卑微，然后才能够升高。
You have to be humble first and then to be raised.
所以这个就是我们上行的路。
So this is the path of ascending.
你说我不是明明往下走了吗？
You say I'm going downward.
这样我不是退步了吗？
Is that I'm degrading?
没有这件事。
No.
如果你比起你站在死海的话。
Compared to the level of a dead sea,
你已经到了山脊了，已经到了那个 watershed, 到了分水岭。
You already reached the watershed.
不过在那里，你低一点，高一点，低一点，高一点而已。
Of course, there's hills and valley, hills and valley.
但是就着死海来说
，But compared to the dead sea,
你已经有了属灵的高度。
You already have the spiritual height.
所以明白吗？
So、
这就是我们怎么走在主的面前。
This is how we walk before the Lord.
好像意象是容易的。
It's like it's easy for you to get the vision.
但是要达到那个意象，
but to reach the vision,
中间一定要经过深谷的。
You have to go through a deep valley.
十字架一定要把我们带到低的地方。
The cross has to bring us to the lowest place.
我们太高了。
We are too proud.
我们只会做梦。
We just have to could only dream.
我们只会梦见有一天神的见证完成。
We could only dream that God's testimony will be fulfilled.
我们永远到不了那。
We would never reach there.
因为你从来不肯降卑。
Because you would never lower.
你以为说一直走走，一直往上走。
You just thought that I just keep travel upward.
现在你已经看见耶路撒冷。
Now you can see Jerusalem.
你还没有到。
But you're not there yet.
你说我已经读到了。
You read the book.
你没有到。
You have not reached there.
你说我已经读过。
You said I read about that.
工作的赛事了。
I already read about the
no more Christian church life.
No more Christian church life.
我什么都读过了。
I know everything.
我好像有教会的见证了。
It's as if I have the testimony of the church.
你只是站在橄榄上看看就是。
But you're only standing on a Mount of Olives. But we thank the Lord. Did you see that?
你像大卫一样。
You're already like David.
人对我说，我们往耶和华殿去，我就欢喜。
I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord.
所以众支派要上那里去。
Therefore, all the tribes will go there.
明明说上那里去。
It says go up.
那弟兄姊妹，但
是 brothers and sisters,
是要上那里去。
It's amazing that we have to go there.
如果你真的经历的话，
if you really experience,
你看见，哎，就着意象来讲，你应该越来越高的。
According to the vision, you're supposed to go higher and higher.
来讲，你是越来越低。
But according to experience, you're supposed to be lower and lower.
要做更深更深的工作。
Because the work of the cross will do a deeper, deeper work.
所以弟兄姊妹，然后你就到了123篇。
Then you come to Psalm number 123.
就到了124篇。
And then Psalm number 124.
你读路加福音的话，
if you read the book of Luke,
圣经告诉我们，主耶稣就骑着驴子。
The Bible tells us that Jesus right on the cost of donkey, he could see Mount of Olives.
他慢慢慢慢就往下走。
He traveled downwards.
所以123到124。
So from Psalm number 123 to 124.
你看见很明显，他们已经到了那个山谷了。
You see that they went to the valley of the mountain.
所以当现在你才能觉得坐在天上的主啊，我要向你举目。
Therefore, now they could see that the God who sits in the heaven, I want to look up to you.
尤其当你在最深的谷底的时候。
Especially when you are at the deep part of the valley.
你不只看见山是那么高的。
You see that the mountain is not only high.
现在你觉得主是很高，是坐在天上的。
You see that God is sitting in heaven.
所以这是124篇。
So this is Psalm number 124.
那到了124篇的时候。
So when you reach 124.
就是主耶稣他快靠近耶路撒冷的时候。
That's the time when Jesus is almost approaching Jerusalem.
还骑着驴子啊。
He was still on the donkey.
还没有进城啊。
He did not enter the city yet.
他第二天才骑着驴子进城。
In the second day he just arrived at the city.
他第一天非常可能把驴子放在外面。
Maybe the first day he left the donkey outside.
然后就进去洁净圣殿。
And he went into the temple to cleanse the temple.
第二天是约翰福音告诉我们说,
And the second day the book of John told us,
骑着驴子正式就进耶路撒冷。
Jesus rode on the donkey, formally entered the city.
这里面当然有他属灵的意思。
So it has a spiritual meaning.
但他看见圣殿,
But when he looked at the temple,
尤其他走在那个希伦溪谷,
Especially when he traveled at the Kidron Valley,
你知道很明显对着橄榄山的墙叫做东墙。
You see that he faced the wall of Mount of Olives, that's eastern wall.
那里有个门叫做金门。
There's a gate called the Golden Gate.
弟兄姊妹，那个门是一直关起来的。
That gate is always sealed.
所以如果朝圣的要朝圣的话，不是从金门进去的，不是。
So if the pilgrims want to go to worship God, they do not go through the Golden Gate.
所以就像主耶稣一样，骑着驴子，他们走走走走，慢慢就很靠近东墙，特别慢慢靠近西安山那个地方。
So when Jesus traveled facing the wall, he's approaching the eastern gate, is approaching Mount Zion.
水泉叫做基训泉的地方。
So he approached a spring called Gihon Spring.
在那个地方，弟兄姊妹，很明显你看见那个城墙有多高。
So you see the height of that city wall.
有多坚固。
You see how strong is the city wall.
但是你告诉我们的主耶稣为耶路撒冷哀哭。
But you see that Jesus wept for Jerusalem.
他为什么哭？
Why?
他看见的跟别人看见的不一样。
What he has seen is not the same as other people has seen.
他是巴不得你们知道你们将来的日子。
He said that I wish you know what's going to happen to you.
只是你们看不见。
Because you could not see it.
主耶稣看见主后70年。Jesus
has seen that 70 AD.
就是他说那句话，40年以后，整整40年以后。
Exactly 40 years after he said the prophecy.
他说话的时候是逾越节前后。
At the time he said that it was a time of Passover.
40年以后也是逾越节的时候。
40 years later is also at the test Passover time.
你看见罗马军兵就围困这个城。
You see, the Roman soldiers surround this city.
So 焚烧这座城,
they burned the city.
一块石头不留下一块石头,
There's no stone on top of another that's left.
西城他完全留住了,
the western city was well kept.
为什么?
Why?
因为罗马要很彻底,
because the Romans wanted to do absolute work.
他一面要告诉别人说当时城墙有多么坚固,
on one side, they wanted to show how secure is the city wall.
所以一直到今天,
so up until nowadays,
你看有三座高塔在那个地方,
you see that there are three high towers.
为什么? 这是罗马,
Why?
这是罗马人留的,
because that's what's kept by the
Romans. 为什么要留着呢? 就是要给后人做见证的。
They want to testify to the people.
你看这个城墙多坚固。
You see how strong are these walls.
然后罗马终于把它拿下来了。
And finally, the Romans conquered the wall.
但是弟兄姊妹，请记得一件事。
But remember one thing.
就这一片墙啊。
Just on this wall.
就这三个塔。
On these three towers.
你们这个墙干什么用的呢？
Why do you keep the wall for?
最后他们把驻军，罗马驻军就放在西律王宫那个附近。
So later on, the Roman soldiers were encamped in the Herod's camp. Upper city.
那么在 upper city 上层面，它可以控制整个耶路撒冷。They
can control the entire Jerusalem from the upper city.
然后请大家记得。
So please remember.
所有的西墙、北墙跟所有的南墙、北墙、东墙拆得干干净净。
They've destroyed the southern wall, the western wall, and the northern wall.
而且他们的命令是什么？
What's their secret?
要拆到根基。
They wanted to destroy down to the foundation.
你记不记得诗篇137篇？
Do you remember Psalm number 137?
以东人怎么说？
What did the Edomites say?
拆毁，拆毁，拆到根基。
Tear down to the foundation.
为什么拆到根基？
Why to the foundation?
到时候要让人看见，好像这里城从来没有存在过。
Because you want to show the people that the city did not exist ever before.
果然没有错。
Truly indeed.
当罗马毁这些墙墙的时候,
when the Romans destroyed the city wall,
你知道是以东人在旁边敲边鼓的。
You see the Edomites, they were like the cheerleaders.
这是历史，是历史啊。
This is in the history.
所以呢，这样你懂诗篇137篇才能读得懂。
Therefore, you can understand the meaning of Psalm number 137.
你看见吗？这些以色列人都看不见。
So the Israelites did not see that.
他们说钉他十字架。
They said, crucify him.
除掉他,
destroy him, crucify him.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and
sisters,
our Lord Jesus saw that their household will be devastated.
现在看见高高的墙在那里,
and they see a high wall there.
结果一片都没有,
but not one stone will be left on top of the other.
一块石头不在一块的石头上面,
not one stone will be left on top of another.
因为那时候他们发现有金子啊。
Because they discovered there were gold there.
所以要把每块石头都拨开,
they wanted to separate all the stones in order to get the gold.
主的预言是完完全全的应验。
So the prophecy of Jesus was truly fulfilled.
我们的主怎么能不哭呢?
How could our Jesus not cry?
当他被十字架的时候, 很多妇女为他哭啊,
when he carried the cross, so many women cried for him.
你们不要为我哭啊,
he said, do not cry for
me.
I will be crucified for you.
定他时也定他十字架,
you said, crucify him, crucify him.
愿流这人血归在我们和我们子孙的身上,
may the blood shed on him, shed on our children.
果然70年以后,
truly indeed, 70 years later,
果然留在他们子孙的身上,
truly shed on their children.
所以主怎么说?
So how did Jesus say?
你们要为你们的儿女而哭啊,
do not cry for me, but cry for your children.
明白不明白?
Do you understand?
所以现在你在读四福音的时候,
so now if you read the four gospels,
我想是非常非常清楚,
you will be very, very clear.
所以就在那个场合,
just at that such a scenario,
弟兄姊妹, 就在那个部分,
in that part of the
church, 很清楚的,
it's very clear.
他, 我们的主能看见将来城墙完全不见了,
our Lord Jesus could see the city will no longer exist in the future.
他就像耶利米一样,
he's like Jeremiah.
哭耶路撒冷,
he cried for Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷, 是看见圣殿在焚烧,
in Jerusalem, he saw the burning of the holy temple.
他哭,
he cried.
主耶稣那个时候, 圣殿墙还在那里,
but at the time of Jesus, the wall of the holy temple still there.
他已经看见一块石头不留在一块石头上,
he could already see that one stone will not be left on top of another.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
为什么主哭呢?
Why did Jesus cry?
他说我愿意聚集你们像母鸡聚集小鸡,
he said that I want to gather you like a hen gather her chicks.
他们说定他十字架,
but they said crucify him.
他们弃绝他,
they abandoned him.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在, 主解释给, 圣经就解释给我们,
the Bible explained to us.
为什么就把一直在124篇,
so that's why there's in
就在快靠近耶路撒冷的时候,
when he's approaching Jerusalem,
为什么诗篇是这样形容的?
Why did the psalm write in such a way?
所以现在你要神的话来解释神的话,
therefore God has to explain himself 好, by his own words.
你自然就回到以赛亚书,
then you go back to the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书前面五章,
the first five chapters of the book of Isaiah,
是告诉我们他还没有蒙召以前的事,
it's telling us the things that before he was called.
到第六章,
until chapter 6,
你看见他看见基督的荣耀,
you see that he saw the glory of Christ.
因为的确以赛亚看见了神的荣耀,
because Isaiah saw the glory of Christ.
他现在为着基督有话要说了,
so for Christ he has something to say.
所以难怪以赛亚书里面充满了基督,
so therefore in the book of Isaiah you can see Christ everywhere.
所以从第七章开始,
so from 7th chapter onwards, he's describing the Christ that he has seen.
明白不明白?
You understand?
所以很明显, 前面39章是一段, 后面27章又是另外一段,
so you see the first 39 chapters is one section, and the later 24th chapters is another section.
第六章他开始, 尽职了, 他开始, 因为看见基督的荣耀, 他开始工作,
at chapter 7 he started his duty.
第七章开始说话了,
at chapter 7 he started to talk,
一直说到39章,
and he kept talking until chapter 39.
那么我请问大家,
so I'm going to ask you, what is that?
第七章到底讲什么呢?
What did the chapter 7 describe?
神告诉以赛亚说,
God told Isaiah,
你带着你的儿子,
bring your son,
你到一个地方去,
to a place.
到这个地方你很容易见到西西家的父亲亚哈斯,
from here you can see Hezekiah's father Ahaz,
因为那个时候大家很紧张啊,
because everybody was so nervous,
以为说亚兰呢跟这个以色列这个两个要合起来要打犹大国,
they thought Aaron and Israel will unite together to attack the kingdom of Judah.
你看见神就借着以赛亚来安慰他们,
so God used Isaiah to comfort them.
就在那个时候,
just at that moment,
那神告诉以赛亚说, 你要一个兆, 告诉以赛亚, 告诉亚哈斯说, 你要一个兆头啊,
therefore God told Isaiah to, for Isaiah to tell Ahaz, you will have a sign.
他说我不要兆头,
Ahaz said that I don't want a sign.
这是西西家父亲的故事,
this is the story of Hezekiah's father. He did not want to have a sign.
你读到39章,
when you read about chapter 39, you see in the beginning it's Hezekiah's father, but it ends with Hezekiah. Hezekiah's father did not want a sign, but Hezekiah wanted a sign. So now we are going to ask, where did the story happen? So the story happened at where we mentioned just now. The location here is a royal location.
也是黄金地段,
it's also a golden location. From here you can find a king easily. Therefore Isaiah could talk to him.
明白吗?
Do you understand?
所以圣经怎么说呢?
So what did the Bible say?
圣经说到上水的这个你看哈这个以赛亚第七章,
let's look at the book of Isaiah chapter 7. You don't need to turn. I'll just quickly mention that to you.
他说你要到上池的水沟头，在漂布地的大路上去迎接亚哈斯。
第七章第三节。
Isaiah chapter 7 verse 3. Then said the Lord unto Isaiah, Go forth now to meet Ahaz, thou and Sherezabshav the son, at the end of the conduit of the upper pool.
那特别这里讲到上池的水沟头
，You see the conduit of the upper pool，
还有漂布地的大路上
，In the highway of the fuller's field。
那第七章是这么讲的
，This is the description of chapter
7。你后来读的西西家也是这么讲的
，If you read the book of Hezekiah， you see the description。
这故事就是发生在这里
，And the story happened here。
所以弟兄姊妹，这里就能够解释什么，就能解释诗篇刚才我们所读的134篇。
So here can describe where we read Psalm number 124.
所以，那么现在这个到底什么意思呢
？So what did that mean?
我想我很简单的说一下。
I just say it simply.
有上池就有下池，对不对
？You have the upper pool and the lower pool.
下池就是希罗亚池。
The lower pool is the pool of Siloam.
那上池刚刚最近才发现。
And the upper pool was just discovered recently.
根本就在基逊泉的附近。
It was near Gihon Spring.
那原来在基逊泉的附近。
You said the area near Gihon Spring.
他们盖了个上池。
They built the upper pool.
然后借着一些水沟一些水道呢就能够把水啊就引到城里面去
Through the water tunnel they could let the water into the city
那一条那个西西家隧道一直引到希罗亚池子
When it's Hezekiah's tunnel that let the water into the pool of Siloam
还有一个呢就沿着这个东墙啊慢慢就往南走慢慢这个水就流到外面可以灌溉整个王家的花园
The other one is along the eastern wall and itirrigates an entire royal field.
所以如果你一面往 南边走的话
So if you travel southward,
你慢慢往深谷里面走
You're going into the deep valley.
加利利从橄榄山下来
If you travel downwards from Mount
Olivet, 你要进到城里面去
You want to go into the city.
这条路你一定走的
You will have to go through this path.
结果你发现你到了基逊泉
You'll find that you get to Gihon Spring.
那么那里上面有个石叫上池
There is an upper pool.
然后呢就沿着墙呢你看见有一个水道
Along the wall, you can see a tunnel.
而那个水道旁边都挖了一些洞，就像窗子一样，这个水可以流出来。
There are some holes along the tunnel that there are like windows that can irrigate.
所以你看见一路上啊，那个浇灌整个的附近就像花园一样，非常非常美丽。
So along the path, all the fields has been irrigated like gardens. They're beautiful.
越往南走，你就越到了皇家的花园。
So the more southward you travel, the more you arrive at the royal garden.
特别如果你读到诗雅歌这个歌中之歌的话。
Especially if you read the Song of Songs.
尤其到第一章最后面讲的苹果树下什么的。
The end of chapter 1, you talk about the apple tree.
你就可以想象所罗门跟苏拉米怎样骑着马沿着这条路慢慢往南走的。
You can see Solomon, Shulamite, they rode on horses and traveled along this path.
所以这个是可以说是皇家地段。
You see that this is the royal section.
所以最容易见到亚哈斯了。
You can see Ahaz easily.
所以现在你要把神的旨意告诉他。
So you have to tell the will of God to him.
但是很可惜他不听啊。
Unfortunately, he didn't want to know.
那么弟兄姊妹，请大家注意了。
So just pay attention.
这个倒是很重要的。
This is very important.
普通我们读圣经，这点完全忽略掉。
Usually we neglect this part of the Bible.
但这个刚好是这一段圣经的很重要的灵魂之一。
But this is one of the essence of this part of the Bible.
所以那一条大路。
So that path
其实就是希伦溪谷
It's Brook Kidron Valley
那么那个希伦溪谷靠近什么就靠近基逊泉那一带
So Kidron Valley is nearby Gihon Spring
你能想象到这边是橄榄山这边是摩利亚山
You can imagine this is Mount of Olive that is Mount Moriah
就慢慢就往下斜了
And you travel
这边也慢慢往下斜了
and tilted downward
所以你要进城以前
Before you enter the city
你看见你所在这个地方就是刚才我所说的这个地方
Where you wanted to pass by is where I just mentioned.
清楚吗？
Do you understand?
然后那个就在那个地方。
Just at that location.
亚哈斯说：“我不要兆头。”
Ahaz said that I don't want to see any sign.
然后神就给他们兆头。
But God still gave them a sign.
必有童女怀孕生子。
A virgin will bear a child.
为什么
？Why?
要有这个预言呢
？Why is there such a prophecy?
因为神已经答应说。 大卫的宝座一直到永远。
Because God already promised that the throne of David will last forever.
但你现在看看大卫的宝座好像不大会到永远。
But you see that the throne of David maybe will not last that
long. 到亚哈斯那个保不住了。
At the time of Ahaz, maybe it will not be kept.
到了马拿西更保不住了。
At the time of Manasseh, it just cannot be kept.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
现在他们很紧张啊。
Now he's
nervous. 什么时候大卫的宝座会倒啊？
Whenever God, the throne of David will be fallen.
什么时候 the house of David, 这个大卫的王室能够继续下去啊？
Whenever the house of David could be continued. Now God wanted to give them a sign. What is that sign?
必有童女怀孕生子。
A virgin will bear a child.
要给他起名叫以马内利。
You have to call him Emmanuel.
神与我们同在。
God will live with us.
那就告诉我们是道要变成肉身。
That means that the word became flesh.
那弟兄姊妹，如果这件事发生的话，
If this happened,
果然你记不记得天使对玛利亚说？
Do you remember that the angel told Mary?
他要名字叫耶稣。
His name is going to be
called Jesus. 他要成为神，他是要成为神的儿子，至少神的儿子。
Son of the Most High God.
而且他要做雅各家的王，直到永远。
He will be the King of Jacob, the House of Jacob, and
he will be king forever. 只有主耶稣坐在宝座上。
Only Jesus could be sitting on the throne.
那个宝座才可以到永远的。
That throne will be last forever.
所以明白吗？
So do you know?
整个的答案就悬在道成肉身说。
That whole answer is the Word became flesh.
所以感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
现在你看见道成肉身。
Now you can see the Word became flesh.
但是他来到自己的地方。
Now he came to his own place.
自己的人却不接待他。
His own people rejected him.
所以第八章呢？
So in verse 8,
有一句话我讲了，就给大家读一读就可以了。
Now I'm just going to read to you.
第五节。
Verse 5.
他怎么说呢？
What did he say?
耶和华又晓谕我说。
The Lord spake also unto me again.
这百姓既厌弃希罗亚环流的水。
For as much as the people refused the waters of Siloah,
喜悦利逊和利玛利的儿子。
The water of Siloah that goes softly and rejoiced the risen and Ramallah's son.
因此主必是大河翻腾的水猛然冲来。
Now therefore, behold, the Lord bringeth up upon them the waters of rivers strong and many.
就是亚述王和他的所有的威势必漫过一切的水道，占过两岸。
Even the king of Assyria and all his glory, and he shall come up over all his channels.
必冲入犹大，仗义泛滥，直到景象。
And he shall come up over all his channels and go over all his banks.
现在明白不？
Now do you know?
现在以赛亚跟他儿子往下走。
Now Isaiah and his son are traveling south.
到了第八章的时候，很自然看见那个从那个流出来的，就是那个水区流出来的水。
At chapter 8, he saw the water flowing downward.
然后神对他怎么说？
So what did God say to him?
他这百姓厌弃希罗亚环流的水。
For as much as the people refuses the water of Siloah that goes softly,
这个缓流的水就是对我们的主来说的。
So the water that goes softly, that means our Lord Jesus.
现在你明白吗？
Now do you understand?
为什么那个瞎眼的希罗亚池子一洗眼就看见？
Why the blind person go to the pool of Siloam and just wash his eyes and
get
the eyesight?
希罗亚缓流的水。
Because he did not refuse the soft water that flows from the pool of Siloam.
因为在犹太人的感觉里面。
In the feeling of the Jewish people,
如果主耶稣的拳头比罗马的拳头还要大，
if Jesus' fist is bigger than the Roman fist,
把主耶稣钉在十字架上，
and crucify him on the cross,
他们就相信，
then they could believe him.
结果主耶稣反而被钉在十字架上，
but Jesus was being crucified.
这不是缓流的水是什么？
Isn't he a soft-flowing water?
他们就弃绝他，
then they refused
him. 他们就不要他，
they rejected him.
但是弟兄姊妹，
but brothers and sisters,
感谢主，
we thank the Lord.
有一个人眼睛开启了。
One person's eyes were enlightened. He received.
所以他眼睛就看见了。
Therefore, he gained his eyesight.
所以明白吗，弟兄姊妹？
So do you understand?
既然他们弃绝我们的主，
if they rejected our Lord,
既然他们说钉他十字架，钉他十字架，
if they say crucify him, crucify him.
神就让大河翻腾的水猛然冲来。
Therefore, God allowed upon them the water of the river strong and many.
在西西阿的时候。
At the time of Hezekiah,
这个水到哪里呢？
Where did the water flow?
他知道镜像。
It's up to his neck.
所以犹太的犹大国的城坚固城通通淹没了。
You see, all the strong cities of Judea was destroyed.
如果到了镜像，
if up to the neck,
只剩下个头的话，
if the head is left,
那个头就是耶路撒冷。
That is Jerusalem.
明白吗？
Do you understand?
所以现在只剩下耶路撒冷了。
Now only Jerusalem was left.
这就是西西家那时候的情形。
This is the situation at the time of Hezekiah.
但这句话是很重要的寓意。
This part of the word is a very important prophecy.
因为他们弃绝神
Because they refused the slow water of Pool of Siloam.
不光亚述来了,
not only the Assyrians came to attack.
后来, 罗马, 这个巴比伦军队也来了,
even the Babylonians came to attack.
后来罗马军队也来了,
and Romans came to attack.
我要问大家,
so I'm going to ask
他们大军来的,
you.
他们的帐篷在什么地方?
When this military came, where did they encamp?
这边是摩利亚山,
this part is Mount Moriah.
这边是橄榄山,
that's Mount Olive.
你看你是对着, 刚才我所说, 这边, 这边, 他们在这里支搭帐篷的,
so face here, they encamp.
所以你知道罗马那个时候罗马大军把第十个军团就部署在这个地方
So the Roman soldiers they encamped 10 tribes there
那么弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
所以大水冲来啊
You see that the great water came
就表示说神让审判临到
That means God allowed the judgment to come
先是亚述
First is Assyria
然后巴比伦
Then Babylon
最后
Finally, it's Rome.
稀不稀奇?
Is it amazing?
罗马提多太子烧圣殿的那一天,
when Titus burned the holy temple,
就是尼布加尼撒王烧圣殿的那一天, 同样一天,
same day that Nebuchadnezzar burned the palace.
有这么碰巧的?
Is this a coincidence?
没有这么碰巧,
there is no such coincidence.
现在问题在这里,
so the question is here.
现在敌人在哪里呢?
Where are your enemies?
敌人就在对面,
they are across of you.
我在这边山坡,
I'm on this mountain, they're on that mountain.
我在摩利亚山脚, 他们在那个什么在橄榄山山脚
I'm at the corner of Mount Moriah there at the corner of Mount Olive
现在等到亚述来的时候
until the Assyrians came
你知道这个时候要攻打耶路撒冷
they wanted to attack Jerusalem
你知道他们怎么做呢
you know how did they do
他们就等于站在这个西西家的窗口
It's like they were standing by the Hezekiah's window.
因为他们讲话, 西家, 西家都听得见的,
because whatever they say, Hezekiah could hear everything.
不光西家听得见,
not only Hezekiah could hear them,
而且其他老百姓也听得见,
and all the people could hear them.
他们叫阵的时候, 在那骂阵的时候,
when they were calling out to each other,
他们故意用希伯来话来骂阵,
they deliberately used Hebrew to call on them.
西西家告诉你, 千万别回答他们,
Hezekiah said, don't answer them.
他们通通不回答,
they did not answer.
他们一句话也不回答,
they did not say anything.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers,
你看见吗? 对方一直在那骂阵, 一直在那骂阵,
you see that the enemies cursed them.
所以最后, 你知道, 呀, 这个西西家就, 告诉, 就到圣殿里面去,
therefore Hezekiah went to the holy temple.
上了圣殿,
he went up to the holy temple.
然后他要求以赛亚去祷告,
he wanted to ask Isaiah to pray for him.
就感谢主,
but we thank the Lord.
后来神迹发生,
later on the miracle happened.
神拯救他们,
God rescued them.
第二天, 看见18万5000人, 就那不明不埋的, 他们就通通, 就这个敌人就这么死了。
You see that on the second day, 185,000 enemies died just without any cause.
然后亚述王是, 羞愧地回到他自己的尼尼微去了。
And the king of Assyria went back to Nineveh shamefully.
弟兄姊妹, 你看见稀奇的很。
You see that this is very amazing.
那现在我们要问,
now we want to ask,
他们在什么地方叫阵?
Where did they call out and curse each other?
我们好不好再看一下以赛亚书。
Let's look at the book of Isaiah.
第36章,
Chapter 36.
现在是西西家的故事了,
now it's the story of Hezekiah.
第二节,
Verse 2.
亚述王从拉吉差遣拉伯沙基率领大军往耶路撒冷到西西家王那里去。
And the king of Assyria sent Rabshakeh the Lachish to Jerusalem unto the king Hezekiah with a great army.
他就站在上池的水沟旁, 在漂布地的大路上。
And he stood by the conduit of the upper pool in the highway of the fuller's field.
稀奇不稀奇?
Isn't that amazing?
神的话会这么奇妙吗?
Could God's word be so amazing?
必有童女怀孕生子,
there will be a virgin that will bear a child. He told us here,
西西家遇见敌人的时候,
where Hezekiah met his enemies,
也是在那里说,
it's also at the same place.
而且敌人就像洪水一样, 就已经站在对面了。
And the enemies came like a flood just across him.
现在你知道, 那个山上, 是个村子, 叫做希洛亚村。
You see that nowadays there's a village over there, it's called the village of Siloa. Here's a mountain, there's a mountain.
这个中间是山谷,
in between there's a valley.
所以音响非常好。
Therefore, The sound effect is very good. If you stand on Mount Zion,
你看你到了晚上,
you see that at the evening, the people across the hill speak in a whisper, you could hear them.
所以你能知道说那个时候你看见那些敌人呢, 像洪水冲来的时候, 他们在那喊话, 亵渎神的时候, 他们都听得见。
So at the time when their enemy came, they were cursing them and blessing God. They could hear everything.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
所有的故事都发生在这,
all the stories happen here.
难怪我们的主说,
therefore our Lord
就在那个地方,
just at that place,
他哭耶路撒冷,
he cried for Jerusalem.
为什么?
Why?
你们看不见,
because you cannot see it.
我们的主十字架的两个臂,
our Lord Jesus has two wings on the cross,
好像母鸡的两个翅膀一样,
like a hen.
他要召聚他们,
the hen has two wings. He wanted to gather the chicks. He's willing, but they're not willing.
所以弟兄姊妹,
therefore, brothers and sisters, therefore, our Lord cried for Jerusalem. So now, if you go back to Psalm number 124, then you will be clear. Psalm number 124.
以色列人要说若不是耶和华帮助我们当人起来攻击我们向我们发怒的时候就把我们活活的吞了。If
it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now many Israel say, if it has not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quickly when their wrath was kindled against us.
那时波涛比漫过我们河水比淹没我们狂傲的水
then the waters that overwhelmed us, the stream had gone over our soul. So now this is a very clear scenario. Of course, our Lord knew the story of Hezekiah. Our Lord, of course, knew why Isaiah said that there is going to be a virgin that will bear a child. Just at the same location. So through Isaiah, our Lord used him to declare that the flesh will be, word will become flesh. So when you mention about the story of Hezekiah, you see the shadow of the sun recede 10 degrees. It never happened before. Here is a very special sign.
不止一面我们知道在他父亲的时候,
so the prophecy is that not only at his father's
time, 以赛亚说到道成肉身,
Isaiah mentioned about the word became flesh.
现在借着西西家的故事,
now through the story of Hezekiah,
讲到死而复活,
he wanted to mention about the death and resurrection.
所以关于基督的启示,
so about the revelation of Christ.
你看那个地方是非常非常重要的,
you see, that's a very important location.
然后从那里就进到耶路撒冷,
so from there he could enter Jerusalem.
明白吗?
Do you understand?
然后你就到了一座小山, 叫做锡安山,
then you come to a small hill, it's called Mount Zion.
所以你去到了125篇,
you come to Psalm number 125. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be moved.
你到了西安山,
when you arrive Mount Zion, the first thing you will see is Pool of Siloam. Now they discover that the Pool of Siloam is huge.
可以容纳3000人同时受浸,
that can be baptized, 3,000 people could be baptized at the same time. According to the archaeologist, it's a mikvah bath.
所以意思就是说,所有朝圣的人,他们大概白天的时候,晚上的时候,是在西伦西谷,在那搭帐篷的。
So you see that the pilgrims, they encamp at the Kidron Valley.
到了第二天的时候,他们就进到城里面来了。
On the second day, they entered the city.
所以呢,他们就上到了锡安山。
They can go up to Mount Zion.
所以这是125篇。
This is Psalm number 125.
那么然后到126篇的时候,
at Psalm number 126,
你就看见这些上行的人,
you see the people who go upward.
当耶和华将那些被掳的人带回西安的时候, 我们好像做梦的人。
They said that when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream.
现在不要忘记了,
don't forget.
他们先卑微,
they have to be lower first and then raised.
现在他们不光走在这个,走在什么, 不光走在西安山上,
not only they travel on Mount Zion.
你看这个路越来越高,
you see the path is upward and higher.
然后你才发现说,
then you'll discover.
原来基洛亚池子跟圣殿中间,
跟圣殿中间啊、有一条路的。
You see that there's a path between Pool of Siloam and the Holy Temple.
最近考古学才发现。
Recently, the archaeologists just discovered.
非常有意思。
It's very interesting.
那条路就可以你可以肯定就是那个时候瞎子走的那条路。
You can be assured that path is where the blind man walked.
我如果没有记错，大概600公尺。
If I did not remember wrong, it's 600 meters.
考古学家挖了一半的时候。
When the archaeologists dig in half,
发现挖不下去了,
they found that they could not dig anymore.
因为很多房子,
because there were so many houses,
他们几乎要放弃了,
they almost gave up.
结果他们发现什么呢?
But what did they discover?
发现在这个台阶道, 就是上行道的这个下面,
they see that beneath the path
of the upward,
there is an underwater tunnel.
所以呢, 结果他就把整个挖通了,
so they just dig through.
所以现在呢, 如果你再去耶路撒冷的话,
so now if you go to Jerusalem again,
你可以从这个希罗亚池子进去。
You can enter through the pool of Siloam.
然后你可以走一段那个上行的路。
You can walk a part of that upward path.
现在我们才晓得，这个上行路真的像台阶一样。
So you see that upward path is like steps.
它是一个长一个短，一个长一个短。
It's one long, one short. One long, one short.
所以你在上面不能跑的。
You cannot run it.
你一面往上走。
You can walk upward.
你要停一下。
You have to stop a little bit.
弟兄姊妹就默想一下。
You think a little bit.
你再往上走。
And you move upward.
所以那里大概有600公尺。
So there is about 600 feet.
是上行的大道。
That is the upward path.
本来你从这个地方，这从别是巴来。
You came from Beersheba.
有的人从加利利来。
Some people came from Galilee.
谁都不认识谁的。
Nobody knew one another.
现在你真的走在这条路上。
Now when you walk on this path,
你看见我们本来不认识的。
You see that we didn't know each other before.
我们走在同样一条路上。
We walk on the same path.
所以现在很快的就要来到圣殿了。
So very quickly you will arrive at the Holy Temple.
所以明白吗？这就是126篇。
So you know now it's the Psalm number 126.
那么到了127篇。
When you come to Psalm number 127.
那么你记不记得？
Do you remember?
所罗门的圣殿过皇宫呢，就是盖在耶路撒冷，就盖在圣殿的南边。
The palace of Solomon is built on the southern part of the Holy Temple.
但是又比它低一点。
It's a little bit lower.
因为不管你是不是王，你永远在神的王权底下。
Because whether you're a king or not, you're always lower than God.
所以所罗门王宫不可能跟那个圣殿一般高，也不可能比它高的。
So the palace of Solomon cannot be higher than the Holy Temple.
所以你看是一级一级往前走吧。
So you just move forward.
所以到了所罗门王宫所在的地方。
So when you come to the location of Solomon's temple,
所以你就碰到了所罗门的诗。
You can see the Psalm of Solomon.
这里讲到，若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造人就枉然劳力。
It says that except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain.
若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的就枉然惊醒。
Except the Lord kept the city, the watchmen wake up but in vain.
弟兄姊妹，没有人比所罗门更明白这段话。
So brothers and sisters, nobody could know this part better than Solomon.
神让他来建造神的房。
Because God let him build the temple of God.
但神告诉他的父亲。
But God told his father,
让我先建造你的家室。
Let me build your household first.
因着我建造你。
Because I build you up.
结果根据这个建造。
And according to such a building.
就产生了所罗门。
You produce Solomon.
那个所罗门才能建造我的圣殿。
That Solomon can build my holy temple.
明白吗?
Do you understand?
这就是这里的话的意思。
This is the meaning of the verse.
所以一面你看见圣殿。
So on one side you see the holy temple.
就在前面。
It's ahead of you.
一面你看见王宫。
On the other side, you see the king's palace.
就是神要建立他的家室。
Because God wanted to build his household.
明白吗?
Do you understand?
所以很明显的。
So it's very clear.
一面是神的家，一面他自己的，我大卫的家。
On one side is the house of God. On the other side is the house of David.
神的家就是圣殿。
The house of God is the holy temple.
大卫的家就是所罗门的王宫。
The house of David is Solomon's palace.
明白吗?
Do you understand?
所以这个时候呢，很自然就讲到，见到现代充满的人变为有福。
Therefore, here it says that happy is the man that has his quiver full of them.
儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。
Lo, children are the heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
现在所罗门太清楚了。
Now Solomon is very clear.
你看见说，果然在大卫的家里面。
He truly indeed saw that in the house of David.
神制作他们。
God build them up.
今天你到树上去。
Now if you go to the tree,
你可以砍一些树枝下来。
Climb on the tree, you can cut down some
branches. 你有没有个砍出一些剑下来呀？
But can you cut down something that you can build?
不可剑剑。
Oh, can you cut some arrows down?
我们的所有的剑都不是天然的。
You see, all arrows are not natural.
你砍下来的树枝。
You cut the branches.
你生下来是儿女。
You born the children.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
今天需要经过圣灵的工作。
They need to go through the work of the Holy Spirit.
和父母的忠心。
and the faithfulness of the parents, then they will become your arrows.
然后箭袋充满的,
and if your quiver is full, you are blessed.
然后128篇,
and then Psalm number
128.
And it just continued to mention that the children like olive plants round about thy table.
弟兄姊妹, 很明显的, 他们经过了什么地方,
clearly you could see where they passed through.
他们就来到了这个所罗门王宫当初所在的地方。
They came to the location of Solomon's palace.
然后到了129篇。
Now you come to Psalm number 129.
那么这里面讲到什么? 这里面讲到福, 第三节, 如同福利的根在我北上, 福利而根,
Verse 3 here says that the plowers plow upon my back, they make long their furrows.
第七节说收割的不够一把,
Verse 7 said that wherewith the mowers filled not his hand,
你看这里讲,
nor that binding his
bosom.
It said about the furrows.
讲的钩,
it said the plowers.
讲的河捆,
it says the sheaves.
所以很明显的,
so now you can tell.
现在他们来到了阿尔南的河场,
then now they come to Aurora's threshing floor.
你知道阿尔南河场其实就是圣殿山。
You see that Arona's threshing floor is a holy temple. But why is the threshing floor there?
因为打麦到最后的时候你需要打麦,
when you thresh at the end, you have to beat
on the wheat. 然后你的糠呢, 要让风吹去,
and the shed has to be blown away by the wind.
所以在耶路撒冷到了黄昏的时候都是吹西风的。
So in Jerusalem at the evening time there were western winds.
从地中海那边吹过来的,
it's blown from Mediterranean Sea.
所以很明显的, 你需要借重那个风才行,
therefore you need that kind of wind.
但是河场不能在这边,
but the threshing floor cannot be on this side.
因为这个你刚好跟风来个对面的,
therefore you're against the wind.
所以河场呢一定是在最高边的东边,
so the threshing floor is supposed to be on the higher point on the eastern part.
所以等到晚上的等到黄昏的时候,
so at the time of evening,
你把那个簸箕一扬,
just throw away your wheat.
你把这糠往天上一吹一扬,
and you put the wheat on the floor,
所有的糠,
up,
所有的糠,
all the skins of the sheds,
通通被风吹走了,
will be blown away by the wind.
所以这是为什么阿尔南河场或者亚兰河场是盖在是在上面的。
That's why Arona's threshing floor is on top of that.
你明白这个故事吗?
Now you know the story.
所以非常的清楚。
Now it's very clear.
你记不记得大卫的故事?
Do you remember the story of David?
大卫有一天他数点百姓得罪神。
One day David was calculating his soldiers and he offended God.
所以天使就站在什么地方，就站在摩利亚山最高的地方。
So the angel was standing on the highest point of Mount of Moriah.
所以非常可能就是今天清真寺的上面。
So it could be the top of the Dome of Rock to
go.因为那个清真寺里面那块石头是那块最高的一块石头。
Because that rock inside of the Dome of Rock is the highest rock.
然后天使呢就拿着刀就要毁灭这个城。
And the angel took the sword and he was about to destroy the city.
然后神借着先知告诉大卫说,
then God used the prophet to talk to David. You have to go to Arona's threshing floor. You have to go through this threshing floor.
不错,
truly indeed, sometimes you bear the fruit.
但是你不只把麦子给别人,
you do not only give people the wheat, but you give the sheep too.
因为这就是表示他掺杂,
that means there's a mixture.
他骄傲,
you're proud.
所以才数点百姓,
therefore he will calculate his soldiers.
现在他需要经过河场,
now he has to go through the threshing floor.
让十字架的工作把麦子跟麦克分开,
let the work of the cross to separate the wheat and the sheep.
所以你要上去,
then you have to go up.
不光要上去,
not only you have to go upward,
而且你要在那里建一座坛,
you have to build an altar.
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
他就在那里筑了一座燔祭坛,
therefore he built a burnt offering altar.
等到他献上燔祭,
when he consecrated the burnt offering,
他忽然看见,
all of a sudden he was enlightened.
天上的火降下来,
he saw the fire from heaven.
什么意思?
What does that mean?
就烧尽了所有的燔祭物,
it burned all the burnt offerings.
就表示神悦纳,
which means that God pleased such action.
神接受了,
God accepted it.
他忽然间眼睛打开,
all of a sudden his eyes was opened.
他说,
he said that this is the palace of Jehovah.
400年来,
within 400 years,
没有人知道是这个地方,
Nobody could see that this is the location.
大家只知道说十个支派，十二个支派有一个支派。
Everybody only knew that among 12 tribes, there's one.
但是经过这次的经历,
but after this experience,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
他的眼睛开启了,
his eyes were opened.
所以你看见吗?
So you can see the work that the Holy Spirit worked on David.
好像如同浮犁的在我背上浮犁而跟犁的沟深长。
It's like the plowers plow upon my back. They made long their furrows.
他痛苦得很,
he felt strong.
罪是他犯的,
he committed such a sin.
耶路撒冷城全部要遭殃,
and all the city of Jerusalem will be
所以弟兄姊妹,
destroyed.
到了130篇,
when you come to Psalm number 130, verse 2, it says,
第三节怎么说?
If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand?
但在你有赦免之恩,
but there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在怎么神火一降下来就把所有的燔祭物通通烧掉呢?
Now why God send the fire and burn all the burnt offerings?
因为他有赦免之恩,
because he has a love of forgiving.
弟兄姊妹, 现在圣灵的工作叫麦科,
now the work of the Holy Spirit separate the wheat and the sheep.
叫灵和魂分开,
separate the spirit and the soul.
灵和魂如果分开的话,
if the spirit and the soul are separated,
这个人才有安息,
then this person will receive true rest.
主说凡劳苦担重担的,
Jesus said that those who labor and bear heavy burdens can come to me.
我要叫你的魂,
you will find rest in your soul.
你没有安息，因为灵和魂没有分开。
You do not have rest because your soul and spirit are not separated. Therefore, you need to go through the work of the cross.
如果你经过十字架的工作,
if you go through the work of the cross,
你好像断奶的人一样。
It's like somebody who's weaned.
弟兄姊妹,
so, brother,
来到131篇,
you come to Psalm number 131.
我的心不狂傲,
Lord, my heart is not haughty.
我的眼不高大,
nor my eyes lofty.
他再也不敢了。
He did not dare.
他再也不敢数点百姓。
He did not dare to count his soldiers.
重大和差不多的事，我也不甘心。Neither
do I exercise myself in great matters.
我的心平静安稳，好像断过奶的孩子，在他母亲的怀中，我的心在我里面真像断过奶的孩子。Surely
I have behaved and quieted myself as a child that is weaned of his mother.
明白吗，弟兄姊妹？ 在这里他学到功课了。
Now he learned a lesson.
在这里他真的经过了大卖场了。
Now he really went through the threshing floor.
他说这是耶和华的殿。
He said that this is the temple of Jehovah. What does that mean?
神拣选这个地方。
God had chosen such a place.
所以132篇。
So Psalm number 132 says, verse 13.
因为耶和华拣选了锡安, 愿意当作自己的居所,
for the Lord had chosen Zion, for he had desired it for his habitation.
说这是我永远安息之所。
This is my rest forever.
我要住在这里,
here will I dwell.
因为是我所愿意的,
for I have desired it.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在你叫圣殿应该在哪里?
Now you know the location of the Holy Temple.
所以你到了132篇,
so when you come to Psalm number 132, you come to the holy temple ground. You go to the Gentiles
court,
because that's the prayer place of all Gentiles. So there are so many Greeks, they said, we want to go see Jesus.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
那里有隔断的墙,
there is a dividing wall.
你不能再进去,
you cannot go any further. You cannot go to the inner palace.
明白吗? 但是不管怎么样, 所以你可以,
no matter what,
能清楚了,
you can be clear now.
到了129篇的时候,
so when you reach Psalm number 129, you come to the corridor of Solomon. Because the corridor of Solomon is where Arauna's threshing floor was.
到了132篇,
when you come to Psalm number 132, you can see the entire field.
到了133篇,
when you come to Psalm number 133,
court,
they went to the women's court.
Women's court 就是女人院呢,
that's women's court.
女人院什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
不是只有女人可以进去,
it's not only women can enter that.
大小都可以进去,
but everyone in the whole family.
然后男丁呢就带着礼物,
and the boys will bring gifts.
他们就走那个阶梯,
they walk on the steps.
最后呢要走到圣殿里面去,
finally they want to go inside the temple.
那么弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
所以现在你就知道说所有在女人院里面,
so you know that everybody who gather in the women's court,
都是神家里面的人,
are in the household of God.
所以现在他们怎么唱呢?
So how did they sing now?
看啊, 弟兄和睦同居是何等的善,
Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Until Psalm number
134.
Now they finished the feast, they wanted to depart. They wanted to go home. So the most they could go is the women's court. They cannot go any further. So the song of degrees in the Old Testament, they do not reach the top, not to the highest level. Because only the great high priest can enter with blood once a year. So now when you come to Psalm number
134,
they will have to say goodbye.
所以他们就在殿里面的祭司说, 耶和华的仆人, 夜间站在耶和华殿中的,
therefore they say to the priests within the temple, behold, blessed ye the Lord, all the servants of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary. So these people are in the women's court.
跟他们挥手,
they waved and say goodbye. Didn't say that God is just next door?
不要忘记,
don't forget they're still sinners.
他们离开神还是十万八千,
they're still so far away from God.
明白吗?
Do you understand?
他们从来没有到过顶的,
they have never reached the peak.
所以你看见那些在里面的祭司就回话给他们,
so the priest within answered them.
他愿照天地的耶和华从锡安赐福给你们,
they said that the Lord that made heaven and earth bless ye out of Zion.
你们可以回去了,
now you can go home.
然后明年再来,
and come again next year.
这就是以色列人怎么借着十五个梯级,
this is how the Israelites used 15 steps to come before God.
但是旧约的诗篇,
but the Psalms in the Old Testament,
上行诗,
the Psalms of Degrees, are incomplete.
没有一个人到圣所跟至圣所去,
nobody can go to the Holy or the Holy of Holies.
弟兄姊妹, 最后一次,
so brothers and sisters, the final entrance, it's like Jesus. It's like Jesus led so many people to complete such an ascending path.
最后他定十字架的时候,
finally, when he was crucified,
圣殿里的幔子从上到下,
the curtain in the holy temple is separated.
他就为我们开了又新又活的路,
he had opened a true and living way.
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
到了新约,
until the New Testament,
我们再来读这十五篇诗篇,
when we read these Psalms again,
我想是非常非常清楚,
you can be very clear.
那个清楚在什么地方呢?
Which part are you clear?
就是他真的率领众子进到荣耀,
because he led many children into glory.
我们真是坦然无惧,
we can come with boldness to the throne of God.
所以对我们来说,
so according to us,
我们是一直进步, 一直上升, 我们与神进到不能再进的,
we continue to progress and live upward until we reach God.
感谢主弟兄姊妹,
we thank the Lord, brothers and sisters. Hezekiah could only walk the most 14 steps. All the sinners could walk the most 14 steps.
我们这些蒙恩的罪,
we are sinners saved by grace. We can finally come with boldness to the Holy of Holies. So brothers and sisters,
我想这个就是整个,
this is the scenarios of all these 15
songs.
I think I just mentioned here briefly, you may know the spiritual significance. I will use some simple PowerPoint projection and tell you quickly, then we can go home.
我们一定要这样做,
because we have to do it tonight, otherwise we have no chance tomorrow. Tomorrow we can only mention the spiritual
那么这里呢,
thing. This is just to help you, therefore we show you some presentation. Then we will finish.
就像我们这里所说,
just like what we mentioned here as Psalm number 121, you're in Canaan.
那这里呢, 就是到了死, 这里就到了死海边,
now you come to the Dead Sea area.
这个就是绿洲, 耶利哥的绿洲,
this is the oasis of Jericho.
然后这些诗人就向上举目,
then the psalmist just look up to the mountain.
然后会, 再下一个, 再下一个,
the next one.
在这里我们要稍微说一下。
Here I just want to mention briefly.
我们知道说以色列人呢，到了耶利哥，大概到了这个地方。
You see, when Israelites reach Jericho, they are here.
你想想，在这一带最高的地方是耶路撒冷。
Highest place is Jerusalem.
所以他们说我们要向山举目。
Therefore, they said that we want to look up to the mountain.
那是我们的目标。
That's our goal.
那是我们阶梯的梯顶。
That is the top of the steps.
明白吗？所以你就知道说，从这里往上走不是很容易的一条路。
So you see that if they travel upwards, it's not very easy.
所以这是为什么他要向山举目。
That's why they have to look up to the mountain.
在下面一个。
And just look for the next one.
你看，这个就是犹太旷野。
This is Judean desert.
那么这一条路呢，大概就是那条路了。
That path is a path.
就是主耶稣不是主耶稣告诉我们说，好撒玛利亚人不是遇到一个强盗。
You see the story of the Good Samaritans, they met the bandits that was here.
因为那是非常危险的一条路。
Because this is a very dangerous path.
那不止如此，圣经告诉我们，走西安大道一定要经过流泪谷。
Not only that, but the Bible tells us that when we go to the Mount Zion, you have to go to the Wadi Baca.
Yeah, 他们从这个海平面底下400公尺，然后到了海平面那一段的山谷是最可怕的。
From 400 meters below sea level to 1,300 meters above sea level is most dangerous.
因为那一段的谷叫火谷。
Because that's called a fiery valley.
叫 Fire Wadi 是个火谷。那为什么叫火谷呢
？Why is a fiery wadi？
因为就算是冬天，如果耶路撒冷下雪的话，如果耶路撒冷下雪的话
，Because even if it's in winter, if there's snow in Jerusalem，
那结果雪下到火谷，全部都化掉。
When the snow comes to the fiery wadi, it will be melted.
所以凡是走在火谷的人
，So if you travel in fiery wadi，
他一定走出泪来的。
You will shed your tears.
所以一定要经过流泪谷。
Therefore, they have to go to the fiery wadi.
这个就是那诗篇121篇的那个场景。
That's the scenario of Psalm number 121. Then we see the next one.
这个就是到了橄榄山了。
Now they reach Mount of Olives.
那么现这个地方应该就是应该就是伯法其这一带。
That is the area of Bethpage.
然后再下面。
The next one.
本来呢，我们想给大家看一张图，就是你如果站在橄榄山，你应该可以看见这个耶路撒冷的全景。
We were going to show you a picture before that's when you stand on the Mount of Olives, you could see the entire Jerusalem.
那么这个123篇慢慢往山谷走。
This is Psalm 123. You travel into the mountain.
然后下面。
Next one.
这个就是我们刚才说的124篇，洪水冲来了。
Psalm number 124, you see the flood of water came.
那上面的是一张图，这个是告诉你是亚述军队，你看都在这个地方。
So on top there is a picture that you see the Assyrian armies, they were here.
那这一带就是这个上池的水沟头。
This is the area of the upper pool.
你记不记得就是他们喊话的地方
？You see that's the area they call and curse one another.
那个还在。
That mountain is still here today.
所以你想象得到，不止亚述的军队在这里待过。
You see that not only the Assyrian soldiers were here.
后来尼布加尼撒的王也在，军队也在这里。
Later on, Nebuchadnezzar's soldiers were here.
后来到了罗马的第十个军团也在这里。
And later on, at Roman time, there were 10 tribes of armies here.
这个就是东城墙。
That's the Eastern Wall.
但是你要记得，
But remember,
等到罗马将军真的毁城的时候，是所有的完全拆到根基，什么都没有了。
When the Romans destroyed the city, they destroyed all the way down to the foundation.
那这是今天的山，这是今天的西伦溪谷。
This is the Kidron Valley today.
这边是摩利亚山。
That is Mount Moriah.
或者是西安山。
Or Mount Zion.
这边是橄榄山。
That is Mount of Olives.
这个就是西洛亚村子。
That's Siloam village of Siloam.
Okay, 下面一个。这是125篇了。
This is Psalm number 125.
那么你看我们刚才讲的这就是上池在这。
You see, this is the upper pool.
然后呢，沿着这个墙呢，
Along this wall,
就流出希洛亚的水来。
There flowed the full water from Pool of Siloam.
然后呢，朝圣客他们把前一天晚上都在这一带。
The pilgrims were encamped here the night before.
然后呢，就靠近希洛亚池子里面就进去了。
When they approached the Pool of Siloam, they were entered.
然后你看这条路当然是上行的路。
You see that's an upward path.
结果他们就来到了锡安山。
They come to Mount Zion.
所以这个就是大概西安125篇的背景。
So that is the scenario of Psalm number 125. The next one.
那么就在刚才我说的希洛亚池子 跟这个圣殿的中间有个叫台阶大道。
The area between the Pool of Siloam and the Temple Mount, you see that there is a stepway.
主耶稣那个时候就是这个样，在左边这个样子。
At the time of Jesus, it was like the picture has shown.
那现在考古学家发现这个样子。
Now the archaeologists discover it looks like that.
而且底下还有下水道。
And there are underwater tunnels.
所以上一次我们带弟兄姊妹去的时候。
So last time.When brothers and sisters came, we truly went back that path.
然后最后从这边出来的，从这个
came out from that area,
从这个圣殿那个南西南边进出来的。
From the southwest part of the Temple Mount.
所以这个大概是有600公尺。
So that's about 600 meters.
所以这个大概就是126篇的。
That's a scenario of Psalm number 126.
到了一百下面。
The next one.
127篇。
It's Psalm number 127.
那么现在我们所到的这个地方。
So now we come to this area.
你看见吗？这个已经到了西南，这个现在不是有清真寺？
You see the Dome of Rock.
黑顶的清真寺。
You see that the Alaska Mall.
所以这一带地方大概就是所罗门王宫所在。
That is the location of Solomon's Temple.
因为当时的摩利亚山是照着原来的形状。
Because the Mount Moriah of the time is according to the original
look. 后来希律是把它垫平。
But later on, Herod had leveled that, make it higher.
所以现在变成一个 platform, 变成一个平台。
So now becomes a platform.
像个飞机跑道一样。
It's like a running runway of an airplane.
所以从东到西有五个足球场那么宽。
So from east to west is this.Width of five football fields.
从南到北有六个足球场那么长。
From south to north is six football fields.
是那个时候全世界最大的一个宗教广场。
It was the biggest religious platform of the time.
这个完全是希律把它盖出来。
That was leveled by Herod.
当时大卫的时候，西西家的不是这样子的。
At the time of David and Hezekiah, it wasn't like that.
所以你能想象一下，那个时候这一块没有这么高，还在低一点。
You see that at that time, that part is not that high; it was a little lower.
这个应该就是127篇。
So that is Psalm number 127 and its scenario.
然后下面一篇。
And next one.
那么这个就是，这个也是，你看见吗
？So is this area.
那么，然后朝圣的人呢，都是从南边这样上去的。
The pilgrims travel southwards.
从希罗亚池子。
They came from the south of Pool of Siloam. They cleansed themselves.
然后到了门口的，快进门的时候。
When they are almost enter in,
他们又有一些洁净的设备。
They have to be cleansed again.
然后他们进到里面去。
And they enter in.
所以玛利亚很可能在这里做了。
So Mary maybe experienced a cleansing here.
然后呢，他们就进到圣殿山上。
They went into the Temple Mount from
here. 所以是整个。都是圣经里所说的圣殿。
So this is the entire area that the Bible had mentioned related to the temple.
两个字。
So the temple in the Bible has two words to describe.
那在希腊文里两个字。
In the Greek, there are two words.
主耶稣说：“我比殿还要大。”
When Jesus said that I'm greater than the temple.
那个殿指的整个的殿来说。
That temple is according to this temple.
整个 temple complex, 整个圣殿广场来说。
So it's according to the entire temple compound.
那还有一个字。
There's another word.
指的内殿。
It's an inner temple.
我想我们不晓得不要。
So we don't need to say that now.
所以这个是一百二十七。
So this is Psalm number 127:28.
好，我们在下面。
Here's the next one.
不对，这个应该是不对了。这应该是129到了所罗门廊下。
So this is supposed to be Psalm number 129. That's Solomon's corridor.
应该到了所罗门廊下。
That's Solomon's corridor.
好，那个就是在下面应该可能更清楚。
So the next one could be more clear.
你看呐，这个不是大概是天使所在的位置吗
？That's where the angel stood.
这是阿尔南的合场。
That's Arona's threshing floor.
所以很可能圣殿的那个祭坛呐。
So very possible the altar in the temple.
就是大卫献祭的那个位置。
It's where David consecrated.
那么考古学家发现，在这个清真寺里面。
So the archaeologists found out inside the Dome of Rock.
大石头里面有个槽，有个陷下去槽。
There is a huge rock. There is an indent inside. It's a rectangular shape.
他们量量它的尺寸。
They measure the measurement.
跟约柜是一模一样。
It fit the size of an Ark of the Covenant.
所以如果约柜至圣所是在这个位置的话
，If the temple, the Holy of Holies is here,
那么你就知道说那个他那个圣这个祭坛的地方应该是不远的。
You see that it's not far away from the altar.
所以我们就这样，我们自然就到了阿尔南合场。
So you know that now you reach Arona's threshing floor.
大概在这样的位置。
It's around this area.
好，我们再下去。
So the next one.
这个就是隔断的墙。
This is the dividing wall.
隔断的墙就不能再进去了。
Then you cannot walk any further.
所以这个里面就是所谓的内殿。
So inside the inner court,
或者我们说 temple proper,
or we said the temple proper,
就是圣殿的本部。好，那么我顺便趁这个机会稍微讲一下。
So through this opportunity, I'll mention also.
如果你从这边门进去，
美门进去的话，if you come from this door, it's a gate of beauty.
那么这个就是所谓的女妇人的院。
This is women's court.
然后再上去呢，就到以色列人就献祭，
Then the Israelites give offerings here.
然后就到了祭司的院。
They come to the court of the priest.
有祭坛。
There's an offering altar.
然后有圣所跟至圣所。
There's the holy and the holy of holies.
所以大概是这个样子。
So it looked like that.
所以133篇应该在这里。
So Psalm number 133 is sang here.
那这里有一个阶梯，是
15个阶梯。Here are steps that has 15 steps.
所以主耶稣那个时候呢，他们唱上行诗都在这里唱。
So the time of Jesus, they sang the song of degrees here.
然后到了134篇的时候。
At the Psalm of 134.
这些人在这里祝福他们。
These people sit here and be blessed.
那么这里面的祭司呢，也祝福他们。
And the priests inside also bless them.
所以就结束了。
They finish then.
再下面一个。
The next one.
这个是诗篇132篇。
This is Psalm number 132.
那么我们不要忘记，神所拣选的那个地方刚好是。是这样，是四方形的。
Don't forget the area that God has chosen is a square shape.
是后来那个希律把它拉长的。
And it was lengthened by Herod later on.
好，那在下面。
And we'll look at next one.
我们刚才讲过，这是妇人的院。
This is the women's court. That is the court of the priest.
这另外一个镜头。
That's another angle of view.
呀，大概是这个样子。
It just looked like that.
那在下面。
Next one.
就到了133篇。
Now we come to Psalm number 133.
你看，这个就是妇人的院。
You see, that's women's court.
那这个就是阶梯。
These are the 15 steps.
到底是不是亚哈斯阶梯，我们不知道。
Whether that's Ahaz's stairway, we don't know.
但是意思就是告诉我们。
But it tells us that.
当以色列人最后来到目的地的时候。
When the Israelites finally reached the destination.
他怎么想象他走过的道路呢？
How do they know where they had passed through?
你看，你就是这个十五个阶梯告诉我们。
The 15 steps reminded them.
所以这个就是这个就是女人院里面的十五个阶梯。
So these are the 15 steps inside the women's court.
然后最后
Finally
134篇
Psalm number 134.
你看见吗？这个就是已经到了里面了。
They come into the inside.
那么只有我们的主呢，真的我真的用他自己的血。
Only our Lord used His own blood, entered the Holy of Holies.
而且他自己的身体为我们裂开。
And His body has been separated for us.
所以终于最后我们能跟着他走到最高最高的。
Therefore, finally, we can follow and go and walk to the highest point.
所以讲到，我看这里就差这样就差不多了。
So that's about it.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们特别注意一件事。
So brothers and sisters, let's pay attention to one thing.
无论就着个人来说。
Whether it's according to our individual or corporately,
你看见我们在主面前是走过的路，就这样一条路。
You see, this is the path that we walk before the Lord.
那么现在我们要问。
Now we have to ask.
普通教会正常光景的时候。
When church is under a normal condition,
我们应该这样走。
We're supposed to walk in such a way.
但是西西家的时候不是。
But at the time of Hezekiah, it wasn't so.
所以我想明天晚上。
So I think tomorrow morning.
我们就根据这几天这几堂所交通的。
According to what we have fellowshiped.
因为给大家打了一些底子。
Because we built some foundation for you.
所以明天我们再来看教会见证的时候。
So tomorrow when we look at the testimony of the church.
我想我们应该是非常清楚。
You will be more clear.
所以感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
有姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你看见当我们真的走在这样一个阶梯上。
We know that when we truly walk on those steps.
我们怎么能走这条路。
How can we travel on this path?
凭着我们自己是不能。
According to ourselves, it's impossible.
太阳下山以后。
Before the sun sets.
你看那个黑影就照在那个阶梯上。
You see the shadows covering the steps.
是他叫我们从活过来。
It's He that made us alive.
是他又给了我们十五年。
It's He that gave us another 15 years.
所以当天光照亮在那十个阶梯上的时候。
So when the sunlight lightened the steps.
也许因为这个缘故，西西家能够写出十首的上行诗。
Maybe because of that, Hezekiah can write that 10 songs of degrees.
所以明天早晨。
So tomorrow morning.
我们要举出一首非常典型。
We'll bring one typical one.
然后我们来看怎么用在
西西家的身上。
We can see how you can apply to Hezekiah.
也怎样能用在我们身上。
And also how to apply on us.
好，我想我们今天就说到这里。
So we just finish here today.
我们低头也简单。
Bow our head and pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你把这些话赏给我们。
You have given us such words.
谢谢你给我们恩典。
Thank you for your grace.
能够一直到这个时候。
That we can be kept until now.
我们看见实在是你的恩典。
We see that truly it's your grace.
我们特别为着明天早晨的话向你祷告。
We just pray for the words tomorrow morning.
最少我们这些人是预备好了。
At least we're prepared.
能听见你的话。
We can hear your word.
也许能听懂你的话。
Maybe we can understand your word.
我们还为着明天早晨，也许只有第一次来参加这样聚会的人。
So tomorrow, the people who came for the first time, we pray for the work of the Holy Spirit. So the word that you have spoken in the meeting, none of it will be lost. Just pray again. Beg you. And may you tonight work on the word that you already given. Speak to us again through the Holy Spirit. We can think back and forth in you. Please listen to our prayers before you. In Jesus' victorious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.